happen? The Drew and Mike Show from the DealsInTheD.com studios for Wednesday. And if you haven't seen us live on Facebook, if only you'd been here when it was happening, like right now. And that's brought to you by Grow Green MI, Michigan's largest grow supply. Don't pay $400 an ounce buying your weed from the rec dispensaries. Grow your own. With help from Grow Green MI, they have kits with everything you need to start growing your own green today and a staff of master growers to help guide you. Grow Green MI, M36 and Whitmore Lake, are online at growgreenmi.com. And the Drew and Mike store is open. Are we doing any business?
No.
No? It's dead? Anybody using the Amazon portal?
It's doing fine. Yeah, it's all doing okay.
Well, I'm not asking for some flip response.
Well, no, it's doing wonderful.
That sounds flip. Is it doing okay?
It's doing less
than average.
Maybe I just have high expectations.
Okay. The Amazon portal is open, of course.
I don't want to complain about it. I'm not complaining.
Well, I'm just wondering, compared to normal, that's all.
Below average.
Okay. Donation bar?
That's always very strong.
Oh, good. Okay.
Oh, well, maybe we can. What happened? Whoopsie. I'm getting a phone call.
Oh, I see.
I know.
Use the Amazon portal. If everybody used the Amazon portal, damn it.
Is that like the transfer portal?
We could quit tomorrow. No, it's not like the transfer portal. It's not a sports podcast. Four hymns is today?
No.
No?
Is it?
Can
we start over?
Past the stop.
Can we just cancel this and start over?
what the hell are we doing?
I don't know.
I don't know what happened.
It's what a disaster.
Well, let's see. I think I was just reading about Juice. Wait, what's his name? World?
Yeah. There's no old.
Is it Juice World?
Juice World.
Yeah, and you know,
any relation to Juice
World? I don't know why this didn't really cross my mind before, but I'm reading about him today, and his ex-girlfriend is talking about he had a drug problem for a long time, since sixth grade, it sounds like.
Oh, wow, okay.
And he used to beat her up because he would try to quit, and he'd be angry, so he...
You've just been juiced.
Shove her against a wall, and... Anyway, it just dawned on me that I was reading his Wikipedia page and a couple other things, and first of all, he just had his 21st birthday.
Yeah.
Just had it. He has a private jet, mm-hmm. 70 pounds of pot.
Not bad.
You've been juiced.
He had a number one record on the Billboard 200.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this guy just crammed so much stuff into such a short... How did he get here so fast?
He had a good run. Does he have any investments?
I don't know.
Did he take
Probably
any money
does.
And invest it?
I think he got $3 million from Interscope.
Well, there's the plane.
I thought it was always a good time to get fucking rich.
You don't have to spend it all.
I know. Well, that's probably why he's dealing pot.
Did you see the news story about it? The feds were onto him from months ago.
Well...
Months ago, he's had that plane searched before.
How could he not know he was under their radar? They said the dogs went crazy when he got off the plane.
Yeah.
That was previous to this.
You must just not care.
And by the way, there's no point in swallowing a few Percodan pills if you have 70 pounds of pot in the plane and six bottles of codeine. Why are you so worried about the few Percocet pills?
Did he not think...
Plus, you're going to die.
Did he not think they were going to search the luggage that they were in? I mean, they had dogs coming on board.
8% Cody never hurt anybody.
They were vacuum-packed, maybe? He just thought they would think he had a lot of
maybe
luggage?
He's just an idiot.
I took four duh-duh-duhs.
Well, they wasted all that Narcan on him, too.
You know, he grew up with a mom who was, I guess, very religious and very strict, or... She couldn't be that strict because he was a drug addict in sixth grade. But
sounds like he strayed a little.
Yeah. It just seemed maybe she didn't laminate the rules.
If she did, she'd still be here.
How is the...
Kathy ran the roost, he'd still be here.
How are the laminated rules for Jeter going?
Jeter's been great. It's been a good 2 weeks.
That's not what I asked.
The laminated rules for Jeter's been good. The girls have been following,
orders.
Yeah, following orders.
See, the lamination is powerful. Yeah. If only
a beautiful dog.
If only Mrs. World had known that. Anyway,
if you would listen to the podcast, you would have had a shot.
What a shame! I mean, Jesus Christ, 21.
Yeah, he had a run in November 18th at LAX. They were going to Sydney, Australia, and custom agents searched the plane, and they don't know if they found anything because the plane still took off and went to Australia.
And he's flying to Australia. I mean, this guy, he's just barely 21. And if you read about him, it's like, how can this, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
He lived it, man.
Well, I'm glad he got a lot in, but
he went out on his terms.
His two idols, by the way. His idols were Lil Xan.
Oh, and, great people to look up
and
to.
XXXXTentacion.
Oh, excellent. Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, great.
Wonderful.
And he's wonderful, too. I see somebody's honoring him, by the way.
Oh, cool. Excellent.
For him beating his people?
Most creative sexual others? Abuse, I think, is the honor. Because he offered his girlfriend, his pregnant girlfriend, to use a barbecue tool or a knife, I think, to put inside her.
That's great nice. Guy.
Yeah, that's nice. Why would anyone honor that guy?
We got to get you and that monster that's in your gut down to Mexico ASAP.
So on the ID channel, they have the People Magazine Investigates.
Oh, wow.
Oh, is that cool guy with the beard? Is he all over it, too? The one that's in... Or does he not have a beard? I don't know. The one guy from People that's always talking?
He's got an accent?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's cool, and he's on there.
He's on every show?
He is.
Because he works for People?
They have multiple people on each show, which I think adds something. Instead of just Paula Zahn talking to the camera and not knowing anything, these people all seem to know the story.
Or just a voiceover?
Yeah. Anyway, they did a piece, and I've seen stuff before on the Lorenzen Wright death, the NBA player.
Mm-hmm.
He was drafted by the Raptors. He was the pride of Memphis high school. Then he went to University of Memphis, played 13 years in the NBA, was traded to the Grizzlies, ironically, in 2001. And he married this girl named Shara, who was, I think, a high school girlfriend. They had six kids.
What's her name?
Shara.
That's an interesting name.
Yeah, S-H-E-R-R-A.
That's a great name.
And they are getting divorced because they both cheat on each other.
Hmm.
He's traveling all over. He played in Sacramento and
Cleveland.
Yeah, he played in, I think, four or five NBA
I can't
series.
Hold down a job.
Why don't you hit Cleveland? That's it.
Well, the thing was, she spent his money so fast that he had to keep playing.
God.
They're divorced.
One of them's 6'11".
He was 6'11".
Yeah, no.
They had no money. No money. Credit cards just wildly overmaxed. Four houses in foreclosure.
Jeez, why do you have four? What are you going to do with four homes?
They said he bought between 30 and 40 cars almost at one time. Like when he first got in the NBA, he just starts buying cars. Oh, I like that car. I'm going to buy it.
He made $55.2 million in his career.
Wow. Yes, and had nothing.
Wow.
Mm.
So this divorce arrangement, I'm going, well, how is he going to do that? He has to pay $16,000 in child support for his six kids and $10,000 to her a month. So
why does she get $10,000?
Because she spends a lot of money. But he doesn't make any. I mean, he's like done. His career is really. Oh, I mean, it's really
how can
stretched.
I work? How can I get paid? How can I take care of my kids?
You better put playing that 3-on-3.
Yeah, you make some money that way. Yeah.
Give her a little something, I guess. Yeah. Anyway, he's in Memphis hanging out with his kids. He lives in Atlanta, I think, and he gets a phone call, has to leave. And the bottom line is he never reappears. They never find him again. He's gone. 8 days later, a nearby suburb notices that, we got this 911 call. And maybe that's the missing guy. Because all you hear is him swearing, and then you hear a bunch of gunshots.
The great sleuth.
Oh, what do you know? It was his phone. And here's where he probably would be, because this is where the signal came from. And, yep, there's his dead body.
That sure is a mystery.
So they, the wife says that Shara, the big spender, says, he got a call, and he came up in this box, I think, with drugs. And he left with the box of drugs and a big stack of cash.
Hmm. You want to hear the 911 call?
Sure. He dials fast.
Hi, come through. Georgetown 911, where's your emergency? Hello?
Well, bug's out.
Hello?
Hello? Son, I have nothing but gunshots.
That sure is a mystery.
Hello?
So he only gets off goddamn.
Oh, that's giving me a clue.
Yeah.
Oh, I just started getting a clue.
So she just said, well, that's weird. Okay, next, hello, 911. Just forgot about it.
Lorenzo.
They determine it's him. They find his body. She tells this ridiculous story. I had a box of drugs and a stack of cash in his lap. So I guess he's dealing drugs.
Right, case closed.
Because I don't have enough money and I need more.
What?
So then... You know, all the
Why
people.
She let him out of the house with that stack of money without getting a piece.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
They should have known she was lying.
Exactly.
Because of that. Well, his mother and his friends are like, but that doesn't sound like this. He's never done anything like that. This guy is about as straight and, you know, clean living a guy. And he works with kids a lot. He's very image conscious. And so it's crazy. Anyway, they can't solve this thing. And it goes on for. Let's see, a few years, and then some guy who murders his girlfriend, who I think is, he's related to Shara, I believe. He says, I really don't want to go to prison for a long time for murdering my girlfriend. So you want to know how Lorenzen Wright died?
Oh, all right. Cool.
And, of course, they're interested, and he says, he leaves himself out of the story, which is kind of crazy. He says,
"Oh, because he's involved."
She came to my house right after he was missing and said she wanted to borrow a metal detector because she had left something at the scene, a gun.
Oh,
so they took the metal detector to the murder site, which was this very.
Can I ask a question? Did he have a metal detector? Is that a thing most people have?
That's what I know. That's what I was thinking.
I mean, I wouldn't know who to go to. Can I borrow a metal detector?
I think
you can't borrow a metal detector.
I think he said it was his mom's metal detector.
What?
Which is even weirder.
His mom does anybody's mom have a metal detector?
No,
she's that's the only not one. A thing.
Mom, I need that metal detector.
So
they're like 90 and living on a beach in Florida.
They go to the murder site and they find the gun. And then he said they drove to this lake about an hour away, threw the gun in the lake. And then he went back to the business of murdering his girlfriend, and she went back to spending money.
Jesus Christ.
In fact, $1 million.
They're made for each other.
She got $1 million life insurance, which is part of their divorce, that he had to take out $1 million in life insurance, just in case he stopped. He died.
Did the narc's mom ever get her metal detector back?
I don't know. Yeah, I think she did.
All right.
Because I think he probably gave it back.
Someone start a GoFundMe for it? Get a new metal detector? Because her... her son's murderous friend took it and never returned it. I'm really focused on this metal detector.
I think rightfully so. Anyway, they really can't corroborate this story because, first of all, he leaves himself out of everything. It's like, how does he know all this? And then they drag the lake and they can't find the gun. So then a few years later, the FBI gets involved and they also find out that Shara's babysitter told the FBI. The FBI just came back and started from scratch. The babysitter said that the night before Lorenzen was missing, that the guy who murdered his girlfriend, who's in prison, and this other guy that used to do odd jobs, quote unquote, for Shara, that they were having a very suspicious meeting at the house, and she thought they were talking about some evil plot.
Does true crime give people that do odd jobs a bad name?
Yes, it does.
I mean, poor Rob.
I'm in a meeting right now, so I can't talk.
Look how many handymen get involved in something.
People who want to fuck with people definitely go into the handyman business, don't they?
Yeah, you can be off the grid a little bit. You don't have to, you get paid cash, don't claim anything.
Who was Bashara's guy?
You can kidnap, Joe Gentz.
Joe Gentz.
You can kidnap Elizabeth Smart.
He's a handyman, great point.
Wasn't Elizabeth Smart's kidnappers? Brian Mitchell, wasn't he?
He was a handyman.
A handyman they hired.
I think he was.
Homeless Al. Could have been a handyman.
There's a lot of building managers and stuff that do weird stuff too.
Yeah.
You know?
Watch out for those guys.
So anyway, the FBI absolutely watch out for
those
guys.
My point is they're giving handyman a bad name. There's a lot of legit good ones.
I think Tan Rob.
Yeah.
Tan Rob, that's true. I gotta watch out for him.
Well, unless you need someone murdered, just hire him.
Anyway, they go redrag the lake and they find the gun.
Oh, man.
And they never thought they were going to get caught. We caught them.
It'd been in there 7 years. It wouldn't fire. The FBI, of course, does their magic, and they make it fire somehow, and it matches a casing.
This is their magic. Yeah, fired.
Yep. I believe them.
It's crazy. Won't do it again. But
I
we got it. Yeah, and it matched. It's crazy.
So they're pretty good to go, but just to be sure, they put surveillance on Shara, the wife, and the handyman. And what do you know? As soon as this information starts coming out, they're meeting.
Hey.
And they're talking, and all of a sudden,
That.
I know.
These people ever watch ID?
They don't.
No, apparently not.
You can't involve three people in a crime either.
So they arrest him, and then
he was caught. I'm very proud to say we caught him.
He starts talking, and they arrest her. And they're about to go to trial, and you know they want death penalties and capital murder and all this stuff. And she says, "I want a plea.
Too late.
Facilitation of murder." And they do it.
Really?
She gets 30 years. She can be paroled in 7.
Wow.
What?
I know. And you should have seen this bitch in court, too. It's like, yeah, but I plead, but I ain't saying shit to you, or you ain't apologizing for shit.
Oh, man. Why did they accept that plea?
I don't know. I don't know. I've seen that. Yeah, that's that bitch.
What'd the poor handyman get? Ugh, he could have done better.
I don't know what the handyman. She was hot when, you know, in college and high school.
But really?
Women get a lot less hot when they go to prison. They definitely do.
What?
They do.
That's right. Lock her up.
Because I always have said that if you really want to know how a woman looks, put her in prison for a couple months.
Well, they can't dye their hair, right?
They can't dye their hair. They don't have the right makeup stuff. You know, they just have the stuff they can make in prison. And then when they come into court, that's how they really look.
Yikes. Yeah, but that's not how they're going to really look. I don't
know. It's how they're going to look when they get up. If you go camping for a month, that's how they're going
to
look.
No one wants to do that anyway. Go camping for a month.
I'm just saying. If you want to know.
You can go camping. The only people that can
maybe don't want to know.
You can only go camping for a month if you're a handyman. You can get your own time off.
Anyway, so I couldn't believe that bitch got 30 years. Yeah. Oh, beast.
Why did she get out in 7? How is she paroled in 7?
She can be.
Going to be. She's going to have bad behavior in there. I can guarantee it.
She'll fuck up.
But I don't understand how that's even a part of that.
I don't either. Maz, I see this all the time.
She murdered her husband. She hired someone to murder her husband.
I know.
Well, she wanted a plea, though, and if the family of the victim says, yeah, that's fine, then...
Because of who this bitch was, she had access to resources, and they figure, oh, she'll put on a spirit of defense. There's some it's a 7-year-old case. They want to put it on the books, bankrupt the small county they live in. Yeah. I know it's a terrible.
Total failure.
If I was a juror, I wouldn't have let her get away with it.
Well, you know how the
system
works.
That's right. You're
now
an expert juror now.
I am. Look, I even brought my thing with me.
Hey, certificate of appreciation.
Yeah, I'd like to hang it here in the studio.
What is that not doing in a frame? Did you take it out of the frame?
Here's a nice piece of shit.
What else I brought for you? This is my sitting juror badge.
Well, you were in the jury box, weren't you?
Yeah. I think I can make one of those.
It's cool. Notice it's laminated. By the way, did Kathy laminate that?
No, it was laminated.
What a stupid present.
My God, that's
the juror.
I could make that. Charlotte makes that in kindergarten.
Maz, weren't you in the jury box?
I was.
Why did they need the seated juror thing on your chest?
Because you have to wear that everywhere you go. Like, if you're in the courthouse, you must wear that.
Why? So everyone knows that
there's
seated juror coming. Right. Heads up.
Exactly.
Why is he on his phone?
Like the elevator. They have to get away from the elevators and stuff like that. We get first crack at getting in and out of the place.
Oh, so you're special.
Yeah, we're special. We're special.
How much do they pay you?
I think I made $136 for the 4 days.
Really?
Yeah.
How many hours?
Full 10 hours the first day, 8 hours another day, 18.
It's not like they pay you like a very important person. No. Just like in the elevator first. They put you in the elevator first just to make you feel better about the fact
that you can make that much money in 5 seconds.
It's one of the perks.
20 plus, 25, 26 hours.
And I believe more you get taxed on it, too. Isn't that the ironic thing? The government pays you.
And the kicker is,
pay you shit.
If you
tax it.
Like for people that have their employee, you know, if you're an employee of a company, you get like salary or whatever, you have to, in reality, that money belongs to them. The money you get as a juror, you're supposed to turn over to your employer.
What?
Yeah. You're supposed to turn your jury money over to your employer because they're paying you still.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding.
Do people do that? Does anyone do that?
Yes.
Oh, wait, wait. I didn't know.
So are you
going to
give me your check?
You?
Yeah, sure.
Your employer pays you if you have jury duty? I didn't know that.
Yeah. If you're employed, full-time employee, and let's say you get salary. I'm not sure if you get hourly wage, I'm sure you get screwed if you'd have to punch a clock.
Oh, Maz's dubious claims always check out.
Well, pretty interesting.
Yeah, I bet you most of the listeners here that have been to jury duty will probably have to have gone through that. There are some that don't want to go bother with it. Some companies say it's not worth it.
Case ended.
Well, just briefly, back to Shara Lorenzen.
I would think that's a great name.
She got the $1 million in life insurance money. She spent it in less than a year. Less than a year.
Wow.
She spent it on?
She spent it on herself. She bought a bunch of shit. She had all these giant withdrawals from it. And his family sued her because the way the life insurance broke down, a certain percentage, like 80, was supposed to go to the kids.
Yeah.
And she blew it out her ass.
She's not going to have any of that money.
Just stay good at what you're doing, which is, I guess, being poor.
Yeah. Did she have money left over? Did she have assets of any kind?
She blew all the money out her ass. Then, they got into her spending when they were married. She had like 350 purses. She had five mink coats. She had seven or eight Rolex watches.
Why do you need that many?
I know.
I am not worth material.
It was so stupid.
This isn't a spending money contest.
$55 million. As if the guy's ever going to make anything close to that the rest of his life. No. And they spend every bit of it and then some. They're in debt out the ass.
Did he spend a lot too? Well, yeah,
he blew it out his ass too.
Who's worse, him or Antoine Walker? Because Antoine Walker is
probably Antoine Walker.
Bad.
I mean, at least this guy had 30 cars to show for it.
Did. Yeah, but Antoine had his friends.
That's true.
Yeah, his buddies.
They were all gone when he ran out of money, remember?
Yeah, wasn't he a slumlord too by accident?
Yes. Oh my God. My favorite part
of that story is that they would go on vacation, him and his buddies, like say there's eight guys with them, and they would each get their own suite, and it really bothered me. It's like, really? The eight friends couldn't four suites? They couldn't room together? They couldn't be in maybe two suites?
Didn't he give them money to gamble with too?
Yes. Oh yeah.
That's so dumb.
Poor guys, man.
Why are they poor guys?
He's trying to take care of his guys. He's trying to take care of them. They took advantage of him, obviously. They took advantage of him.
No, they let them. People need to learn to say no.
Spend your money well.
Don't get me wrong. They're bigger assholes, but the sympathy for Antoine Walker is pretty low.
It's not like they said, hey, you have to take us to Vegas and give us a special suite and spending money.
Yeah.
Oops. He made $108 million in his career.
And he doesn't have any either, does he?
I don't think so, no. I don't even know what he's up to now. I'd look him up, but I don't know how to spell Antoine. I don't know what version of Antoine
A-N-T-O-I-N-E.
You know, I could give these guys a real simple piece of advice. Just, okay, every four checks, put one of them in the bank. The other three, blow them out your ass. Just blow them out your ass. Just every fourth check, put it in the bank. Don't invest it. Don't get a money person. Nothing. Just put it in. Get 0.2%. 0.02%, and you'll be fine. You'll be much better than any plan your wife has, your cousin has, your friends have. Just every fourth check.
Until they stop making money, and then they get to spend that money. Yeah, then that'll last like a month.
That's true, and they'll spend it in four times the time that they
exactly
their career lasted.
Yeah, so what's the point? So basically extended it, what, a couple months?
Maybe. Yeah, dumb idea.
It's a buffer.
Forget it.
Antoine Walker is now an SEC Network analyst.
He is?
Yeah.
Wow. He declared bankruptcy, didn't he?
He declared bankruptcy in 2010, which is like right when he got out of the league.
And then he had to go play for the Idaho Stampede.
Can you imagine that? Hey, I'm making $1,000 a month. I can't take you to Vegas, but
come out to
room at the Boise Red Roof Inn.
We got a Holiday Inn Express here in Boise. Oh. What? Come on.
Fuck you, Walker.
What a jerk. Does they have anything about his slumlord stuff in that story, Brandon?
I'm not sure.
I know. Wouldn't you know the one thing he invests in that makes any sense? Real estate. He gives the money to some guy who makes him a slumlord.
What did he land? He probably land contracted it out.
Oh, man.
It's in all kinds of legal trouble.
He got a DUI.
Real estate, you can't lose.
He also got three felony accounts for writing bad checks.
What am I buying, by the way?
He had a lot of gambling debts. A lot of gambling debts.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah.
I was also going to mention about Cher. There was something else. When she blew the million. Oh! She wrote a book in 2012 that completely trashed him.
Oh, great. Aww.
Called Mr. Tell Me Anything.
Who published that?
I don't know. It's probably some small publisher.
Self-publisher.
Chapter one.
They had pictures of her promoting it like she's at a TV station with her book. God. Yeah, here's my book about my shitty husband that got murdered.
Probably the same people that published
it. And he was a complete shitbag, too.
The Mike Starr book.
A yeah, really probably. Very successful book.
Or the Eminem book. Remember the Eminem book?
No, which
I think
one?
I want to say a cousin wrote it or something. It was like a pamphlet.
Oh, God,
yeah. is by that the way, Bill Shakespeare over there?
Has he recovered from that diss track by Nick Cannon?
That diss track was terrible because...
How old are these guys? How old is this kid?
How old is this kid?
These guys are in their 40s and they're writing songs about they're going to hurt each other.
They're like Taylor Swift.
Nick Cannon kept calling him like Grandpa Eminem, which is...
How old is Nick Cannon?
I think he's... Isn't he in his 30s? Late 30s, maybe?
I think so.
He's a little old to be wanting to fight Eminem, isn't he?
But one of his big rips on Eminem was about raising a kid that isn't even his own. It's like, well, wait, that's
well,
an admirable thing. What are you talking about, Cannon?
No idea.
Eminem is 47. Nick Cannon is 39.
So he's called him Grandpa.
That's good.
7 years. Whatever. How stupid.
I mean, honestly, I think it's, I know.
Who's worth more, Nick or Eminem?
I'm going to guess Eminem.
Are you joking?
Well, Nick's got a TV gig.
Eminem is like he's one of the biggest record sellers of all time.
And producers. Right.
Nick Cannon's net worth is $50 million. Eminem's is $210 million.
Yeah, there you go. That's great.
So Grandpa's got that on him.
Good for him. Grandpa, yeah. So stupid. And it's all over Mariah Carey, which if there's one person to fight.
When's the last time Eminem said anything about Mariah Carey?
Well, didn't he start it back up again?
Did he?
Yeah, I think he threw a shot.
But Nick Cannon isn't even married to her anymore. That's how old this is.
I know.
I mean, honestly, I think it's really dumb when rappers, when they're, 24, 25, and they're, hey, diss track, ooh!
Yeah.
Wow. Really? Yeah, but these guys are 39 and 47?
It's a little childish.
Didn't Nick Cannon get Suge Knight to record something?
Yeah, he's on the diss track. Ooh.
Wait, Suge Knight is?
Yeah, by the way, do they have a recording studio in the prison?
I think it's just via phone. I didn't hear it.
Can we listen to the diss track? Hold on, let me do this first.
Yeah, find that track.
Good God, how stupid. It's so stupid, I want to hear it. It's working.
I understand.
Hey, Jim Bentley's at Zod Ford now. Jim Bentley. And he's ready and waiting to take care of all your automotive needs at Zod Ford and Holly, including shoveling.
Yes, he has no problem. He has no problem shoveling, Tom.
He likes to stay in shape.
I know. Good for him. Jim's in good shape.
Getting a new vehicle is supposed
to get him outside so he can smoke.
Exactly. It's a good way for him to kill some time out there.
Getting a new vehicle is supposed to be fast, fun, simple, and easy. Working with Bentley is guaranteed to be all that in a bag of chips. And they still have the holiday trifecta going on. Brandon has not been able to destroy the locks of the week.
The trifecta has been very successful for them.
It has. Yes. It'll continue to be so.
And for the listeners.
Unless Brandon goes crazy on them and issues a C&D or something.
Should.
Get 0% financing up to 72 months. You can't make a payment for 3 months. You can try. You can fight that all you want. You will not make a payment for 3 months. And then you also can get up to $7,000 in cash. Zotfor will give you as much as $7,000 in cash when you buy or lease a new Ford. Call Anthony and Jim Bentley. Right now, activate your lock trifecta, 248-215-5151. The magic trifecta number, 248-215-5151. Hurry, because when the holidays are gone, so is your chance to put $7,000 cash in your pocket from Zod Ford. Mm-hmm. And 2020 and 2020, oh my God, so much excitement. The only way you can do that is with Dr. Yaldo, unless you have perfect vision, which you don't, because nobody has. Well, some people do, I guess.
Open your eyes!
But if you don't want glasses, contacts, or reading glasses, the only way is to head to the Yaldo Eye Center, Michigan's number one eye clinic. Get the custom LASIK offered by Dr. Yaldo. Gives his patients, most patients, better than 20/20. Or the multifocal lens exchange for 45 and older. Will forever eliminate the need for reading glasses along with 20/20 far vision. And if you have a Flex or health savings account that expires at year's end, use it toward the best gift you can give yourself. No matter when you come in for your procedure, find out what works for you. The evaluation is free. Dr. Yaldo will beat any competing offer you may have gotten, by the way. 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to Yaldo Eye Center.
Do it.
Do we have the diss track?
Yeah.
Number will be monitored and recorded.
Check this out, Eminem, whatever your name is, right? And I don't ever do no talking, but Nick and Sam, this is your imitation.
Hear me.
The fool gave everybody else what you about. When it takes off.
When I saw.
Yes! What did he fucking say? I can't understand it.
All right, so
I don't even know.
So he's this must be Suge Knight from prison, and he says,
"Why? Whatever."
He says, what? "Check this out, Eminem or whatever your name is, right? You know I don't ever do no talking.
That means he does. That's
family.
A double negative.
This is your invitation to prove to everyone else what you're about. Winner takes all." Eminem's a bitch.
Winner, what are you?
Wait, you're sitting in prison. Why would you get a guy in prison for killing two people to diss somebody who's got $210 million and is living his good life?
What's he going to do?
What is that? Seriously. It's the invitation. Told Joe to lean back. Don't get hit with this retaliation. So fuck with crack. But the white boy, he fuck with crack. Pills and smack. Shit about the relapse. Call Kim. Somebody get Haley. And that other kid you raising that ain't even your baby. Page out of Drake book. This might get a Grammy. We going back to
no,
back
it's not gonna get a Grammy. On the
family. My baby mama killed you off a decade ago. You still crying about it, bitch. Nah, who really the hoe? I called Joe to set you up and you fell for the job. Slim on show for the video.
Nick Cannon does this because it gets some attention.
Probably.
Who else would think of a new song from Nick Cannon?
3 million views on YouTube.
I personally would just put me down, baby. Is that one of the outtakes?
I think it was Eminem's response. Because he put him down.
Since you put me down, I'm reading about this yesterday. I'm thinking, I didn't want to read this. It's so dumb.
I know.
And then I read, you know, like this is some big moment. And Suge Knight is on the track.
Well, honestly is the most interesting part about it because my first thought was, isn't he in jail?
And yeah, how do you record that?
Track, which he's not really on the track.
He's on the fucking phone. You can't understand him. And he says, wait, I don't do no talking, which means that I talk a lot.
Yeah.
I don't do no talking.
Now, is that on the phone that's everyone can use?
That's the prison
phone. Yeah, are other people waiting in line to use that phone?
The phone call probably cost $85 from prison.
You can hear someone in the back going, hurry up,
hurry up,
it was Jalen Rose, remember?
Ridiculous.
That might be a burner phone. He might be on a burner phone.
Yeah, someone snuck it in their butt.
Yeah, Nick Cannon had a phone in his butt to get this done. What does that say?
Or his turban.
In the butt?
Oh, my God. How stupid.
That's great.
I thought I heard that
smart. It's kind of smart. It got it.
Hey, we're talking about it.
Got it in the news.
Did I hear that Eminem already had a response diss track?
Well, I saw a response on Twitter. And then
it was...
Said you put me down,
wouldn't that be great?
That's
just
brilliant.
If he just did say that.
I would love that.
Everyone would be so confused, except for us.
He said, Eminem said, you mad, bro, stop lying on my dick. I never even had a chauffeur, bougie fuck, with a clown emoji. And he says, I demand an apology, Nicholas. You've made my gardener so jealous.
What?
I don't know.
Is there something in the song about a gardener?
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, that's a powerful... I'm really concerned about this. I hope they can resolve their differences.
Did you guys see me win that conversation?
Isn't it just so stupid?
Yes.
And other people are talking about this.
Yes, it's great. It's just the best.
Oh, Brandon.
Sorry about that.
Jeez. Oh, Brandon.
You're so sorry you pushed more out.
My bad.
What would be good to bet on this week? I'm just picked up the MyBookie.
Barcelona was a great bet today.
MyBookie.ag, promo code Drew. Maz, what would you bet on if you could bet this week?
I'd probably just keep betting against the Lions.
It's a good idea.
You want to do a celebrity lock of the week this week?
Who?
Celebrity lock of the week?
I love that.
Oh, Maz?
Tom Mazway.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you said celebrity lock of the week.
Yeah, I was confused.
Kind of like a celebrity shot in beer pong.
How about juror? Juror.
Celebrity juror lock of the week.
You should make it this
Foreman lock of the week.
Should be the Maz
Foreman lockup of the week. You already had one.
Let's see.
He's in his phone. He's looking for a lock.
I'm going to it right now.
Yeah, be sure to pay attention to lock of the week.
You gotta love it. You gotta love it when this much prep goes into picking lock of the week.
I know.
Looking up during the read.
I know what I'm doing.
The fact that the lock of the week has created so much tension for Brandon is just
he needs
out
a week
of control.
Off. He needs a week off.
Just take the
he probably does.
Just take the pads.
Yeah, take the Pats. Take bet on your fantasy players.
New England is favored by 9.5 over the Bengals.
I'll
take New England.
That sounds pretty good.
Although they can't score, can they score 9.5 points?
You want to tempt that old man? He's going to
get in trouble for cheating already.
No, yeah, they're filming the Bengals sideline.
They admitted it, but then they said it was an outside. It was an outside production company. That's what
they need every advantage they can get against the Cincinnati Bengals.
Their defense was it was an.
It has nothing to do with Belichick. It has nothing to do with us.
Who is this outside? Who are they filming it for? Are they going to use the Bengals sideline for something?
Do you want to know what they were doing?
What?
They were filming a scout for their reality show on Facebook. They apparently have a reality show on Facebook. Yeah. So
can we?
Tom Brady had a pretty good game the other night, right?
So they have
can we take a look at this stupid show?
Sure. Sure. I think it's called. What was named after one of their chants, like
it's
no
on
days
Facebook?
Off or something?
Wait, that's a lot of money to spend having cameramen go out and film their sideline for the entire fucking game.
Tom Brady's show when he made out with his kid.
Yeah,
that was a Facebook show.
But it's Tom Brady. I mean, people watch it because it's Tom Brady. We even give a fuck? Does anyone give a fuck about a Cincinnati Bengals scout?
No, it's about a Patriots scout and him scouting that game. And they got permission from the Browns to film because it was in Cleveland, but not from the Bengals.
Well, you could bet on, let's see, what else could you bet on? Well, you can bet on football. You can bet on college football. You can bet on bowl games, basketball.
The bowl game lines are out, too.
NHL. Oh, bowl game lines are out?
All of them
What's the Michigan-Michigan State line?
Let me look for them. Hang on.
Yeah, get our Michigan lines. MyBookie.ag, promo code Drew. And also, I will mention while Mark's looking that pretty soon we're going to have a special boner line today. And that's brought to you by Lover's Lane. They've got three ways to shop for all your sex essentials. 35 stores, loverslane.com, or allnewsexdrive.com. That's sexdrive.com, featuring high-quality sex toys, vibrators, fun, exciting couples, toys, and the most erotic apparel anywhere. Shop now. Get a gift in time for the holidays that your partner will be sure to love. Sexdrive.com, powered by Lover's Lane.
Bama is 7. State is. Hey. I'm sorry. Sorry. Go ahead.
I thought you were picking your lock of the week.
Yeah, where's your lock of the week?
I am. I already got it.
Stay in your lane,
need
bro.
You line for the Alabama-Michigan game to get your lock of the week?
I do.
They're going to play this week.
I already got my lock. I already have my lock.
What is it?
Tampa Bay and the Patriots. Give you a double lock.
I thought they were playing Cincinnati.
Wait, this is a parlay?
Oh, he's got a parlay lock.
What?
Yep.
Parlay of the week.
Yep, parlay of the week.
It's a lock of the week.
Wow. That is wild.
Michigan, what did you say?
I wonder what Levy will say about that.
Michigan's 7.
7.5. I like to use my bookie since they're a sponsor. So Michigan's getting 7.5.
Can someone text Patrick, Parlay Patrick, and see what he thinks of that parlay?
Sure, I will.
If he has a better lock of the week?
I'll be happy to. Michigan State is giving 3 to
week. I know. At Yankee Stadium. Well,
didn't they win eight games?
Stadium?
Yeah. Wouldn't you think Wake would have been favored?
I'm taking Wake.
Oh, Michigan State's giving
-3.
What?
Yeah. Let me double check to make sure.
They are.
Okay.
They are.
Western's getting 2.5 against Western Kentucky.
Okay.
How about the Quick Lane Bowl?
Eastern's getting 11 against Pittsburgh.
I'll take Eastern at 11.
What about the Hokies in Kentucky? And
Central Michigan is getting 4 against San Diego State.
I'll take Central.
Did you see that Brady Hoke is back at San Diego State? Did anybody know that?
I did not know.
Really?
A big article about assistant coaches' pay, and it starts with him.
They're paying him $5,000 a year? Is that Brady Hoke?
They've got
Vatek -2.5 against Kentucky.
Okay.
Do your job.
What I'm so thoroughly impressed with Bill on is his ability to adapt.
Just do your job.
Evolve. He said, if you keep holding on to what you rather
be, that
no huddle, spread formation.
Why?
It's a reality show about
who's going to watch this show.
The Spike King.
How many views are there?
Call the Spike King and see if he's ever seen one.
There's going to be a show. Saban and Belichick have a show out coming up.
It's an HBO documentary. Yeah.
Do we have any idea how many views this has? I'm just curious.
No, it doesn't.
No, because it's on the that was on the NFL.com page.
Okay,
they don't show you views.
Did you guys hear Shatner's getting divorced?
Yeah, should we call his kid?
Huh?
Should we call his son? William
Shatner. Oh, Shatner's son? Yeah, maybe he knows something about it.
What's he worth? $100 million Drew, wrong? You said $100 million
He's worth $100 million and he has a prenup, so she gets nothing.
Oh,
she's 60 years old. She's been with him for 18 years, and she is on her own.
She's gonna get something. She's got to get hush money.
I got a prenup.
Hush money.
No support for her.
Consider that a divorce.
I don't understand. She was 41. She married a 70-year-old William Shatner. The only reason to do that would be to live the high life and get a lot of dough when he croaks. But no, she gets nothing except for the memories
of him yelling at her.
What do you think happened the last couple of years that drove them apart? He's 88.
He wanted to bang more, and she just shut it down. My wife's at the bottom of the pool. Maybe he'll come out of the closet. Maybe he wants to come out of the closet like Ed Smart.
Did you
see the results of the Ed Smart poll?
No.
Shocking.
Yeah, so yeah, Joe Simpson is hotter.
Am I gay?
Shocking results.
I was blown away. Do you think Joe Simpson is hotter than Ed Smart?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Why?
I don't know. I just think, you know, Joe with the whole Jessica thing and everything, you know.
No. That's what hotter. I thought. That's, is he hotter?
That's what I thought at first, Tom, until I started looking at pictures of the two.
Yeah, he's got a weird head.
It is misshapen.
He thinks he's hot, but he's not. Smart is more humble. Yeah. He's real tan.
So you're
he
going for the So you're going for the humble guy. You're not going really for the looks.
Well, no. No, I think Joe Simpson thinks he's hot, acts like he's hot, and I think it gives the illusion that
okay.
he's hot.
So that turns you off to him.
Wait, we're not playing fuck, marry, kill.
Exactly.
Joe Simpson.
No, you just got to do this just on looks, Drew. You can't. You
I think
the
Ed
guy.
Smart's a better looking guy.
All right.
I'm not saying he's by a lot.
Ed's yours.
I kind of think so, too.
Ed's all yours.
Oh, is that the Hall Financial Hotline opening up? Are we calling Shatner's kid? That's a good idea. See if we can get some comment out of him.
Tell him sorry about your stepmom.
No, his dad.
His stepmom from his blue wife, you mean? Shatner's blue wife?
No, the one he's divorcing.
Is that his mom?
It's his stepmom.
Yeah, it'd be his stepmom.
Oh, it would be his stepmom.
Is she hot?
Not technically yet, but.
Is she hot?
She's pretty. I mean, for a 70-year-old guy, she looked pretty good when she was 41.
Probably pissed at him like over a Priceline thing or something. She probably got pissed off at him.
What are you talking about?
Is this your way of just referencing that Shatner did ads for Priceline?
Well, he asked why now would she, you know, want a divorce from him or he wanted a divorce from her.
No, he divorced her, I think.
Yeah, he did.
Because she wouldn't divorce him. She gets nothing.
Yeah. I was just doing it.
Her high
dump.
Life is over.
I know.
Info dump, Drew.
Okay. Hall Financial, if you want to refi, you can save money. Just like we got the letter from the guy last week. He said he got a 3.6% interest rate, which is outrageously low. There's still low interest rates available at Hall Financial. People just don't talk about it. It's been going on forever. He's going to save $20,000 on his refi. So maybe you want to do the same. Or maybe you can save more because you've got more time left on your mortgage. Maybe you want to take money out of your house or buy your first home, dream home. DrewandMike.HallFG.com or call 248-308-5000. Give yourself a Christmas present.
Maybe you want to put a pool in.
And that too. Take money out of the house to put in a pool and increase the value of your home, maybe. Or you can click the link on our website for Hall Financial. Fill out the online form, and they'll get back to you fast. And they close fast. We've gone on and on about that. And where's my NMLS number? Denny stole that today?
Oh, it's not on that read, is it?
No.
Oh, balls. Christ. Did this before.
Now, I should be able to remember it. No, it's NMLS number. Wait, that's
1467435.
That's the one I've been reading. Why is this one 381502? That's weird.
1467435.
Thank you. Let me write that down, Brandon. Say it again.
1476. Wait. Shit, what is it? 1467435.
67435.
Let me just text David Hall.
1467435.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, second down and 9.
I'm just avoiding having to do this tomorrow when I ask for the NMLS number by writing it down today.
Good
seems
thing.
Like time not well spent for the show, but
hopefully Denny will someday return the other read.
Hopefully.
Wish he left a candy bar behind. He usually leaves me a little something.
No candy bar? Well, he wasn't here today.
How about you?
Trudy gets to it before you do.
Does she?
Yes.
Trudy eats candy?
She loves candy.
It's for her, isn't it?
Thanks for listening to the podcast, man.
Sorry, man. I missed that one.
Okay, this is what's Shatman's kid's name?
Peter.
Peter?
Peter Zinger?
Peter Shatner.
Yeah, it used to be Peter Sloan. Now it's Peter Shatner.
Space, a final frontier.
Do you think maybe they were fighting over Peter? And oh, maybe perhaps Bill Shatner acknowledging him.
There's a question.
Not your fault, Peter.
There you go.
It's not your fault, Peter.
It's a good time for him to reach out, though, to Dad.
It's 5-year mission to explore strange new worlds.
Hello.
Hey, is this Peter Shatner?
Yes.
Hey, Peter, it's the Drew and Mike Show in Detroit. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. We talked to you a couple times before. I don't know if you remember or not.
Yes, of course I do.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good, good. I don't know if you heard the news today, but apparently your dad is divorcing your stepmother?
You know, I got several messages, and I've been so busy today, I really haven't had a chance to dig in.
Oh, you didn't hear about it?
Well, I have, from about 50 different sources.
Oh, I see. So, yeah, we want to make sure you knew.
On Facebook or whatever. Well, thank you. Thank you for updating me. Too bad.
I was reading some comments, and usually, you know, sometimes there's something to be said for comments, and some people are saying that there may have been a disagreement over acknowledging yourself as his child. I don't know. Was the stepmother in your corner? Do you know?
Oh, I haven't heard. Just what I some haven't heard that. I mean, okay. That's a new theory on my end. Seriously?
That's just some comments. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It might be irresponsible speculation, but it's just what some people are saying. Yeah, probably.
Do you think this?
I mean, the same thing. Honestly, the same thing was said when Leonard Nimoy passed. You know, several people made comments. You know, that the reason they weren't friends anymore was because he wouldn't acknowledge me. Whatever.
You gotta love Nimoy for taking a stand.
I think there's definitely different other people, but. That are saying
yeah,
that
they would be. Did you know? Had you met your stepmother?
No, never. Well, you just call her my stepmother. I mean, after a while, it's like. I've never met any of William Shatner's wives.
Dads.
Ever.
Oh well, yeah. I should have known that. I thought maybe when you because you bought the chance to take a picture with him, I thought maybe she was there and you just said hi or something.
That was only for my daughter. You know, for Anne at the time, she really wanted to meet him and. Come face to face with him, and I hadn't been in contact with him for many, many years. But
was she excited about it?
Everything up again.
Was she? Anne
was at the time. She was very excited, and it actually restored some of my feelings about it. You know, as far as how alike we were, that kind of thing, and then of course how much alike he and Anne were. So Anne's quite different. From that picture today, she's so gorgeous. She's 22 years old now.
Has he been a good grandfather to her?
Trump?
He took a picture with her.
I don't think there's been any contact, frankly.
Do you think this is a good time to reach out to what would be your stepmom if she, you know, if he acknowledged it? Because now you can reach out to her and maybe find out if he ever confided in her.
Frankly, I've tried to steer clear of every other family relation, in fairness, call it moral, you know, call it whatever you like. I for that reason, I haven't contacted, you know, my half-sisters. It's between me and him, and, you know, if he wants to reach out, he knows where to reach me.
Yeah, but she might need a shoulder to lean on right now.
I don't think so.
It seems like, too, that, you know, he's got that, it's sort of a killer instinct. I mean, he's really gone out of his way to take you out of his life. It seems like you'd have the gene to put yourself in his life. I mean, to be equally devious.
Oh, well, I'm not.
Just saying.
That's not me.
Yeah,
that's
by taking the ethical, maybe moral right. road, that almost proves his point that you're not his kid.
Perhaps. There you go. There's another theory.
You're too good. Maybe that's nurture over nature. Who knows?
You are too nice to be his kid.
Nice to him, Pete.
By the way, there's a prenup, and supposedly she gets nothing in this thing. So, it seems like there's money at the root of a lot of what goes on in the life of William Shatner, doesn't it?
Well, I think that could be said of Hollywood in general, don't you? I mean, for the most part.
I would agree.
You know, Hollywood has a lot of good lawyers, too, so I don't think it's...
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I just want to make sure you knew about it.
I appreciate your updating me.
Sure.
Frankly,
otherwise,
I really hadn't heard it, from somebody directly, but I appreciate your call.
Cool.
Are we on the air, by the way?
That's crazy. Absolutely.
I figured.
Okay. that was a very William Shatner response.
I thought this was a private conversation.
It was a very William Shatner.
I take back everything
response.
I said.
Oh, man. Well, Peter, anyway, hope you're doing well and have a great holiday, and we'll talk to you again, I'm sure.
Great. Yep.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
See
you. Bye.
All right, so Peter Shatner, unaware of exactly what was going on until we informed him.
What a nice guy.
He's really nice.
Great guy.
He probably isn't his son.
He does have the voice, though.
Yeah.
It's totally
his
should
kid.
Have that See, Shatner has that weasel gene where he weasels out of being his father, and he should have the weasel gene to weasel in.
Ah, he's too good.
Ridiculous.
Anyway.
That is a stupid question by a rather stupid person.
Brandon, should we listen to the Boner Line brought to you by Lover's Lane?
Yeah, let's do it. This is Boner Line number 74.
Wow. Right. That's
a lot of Boner Lines.
Best okay, boners. This is especially for Maz, who likes all things old.
Yeah.
Just wanted to say Harold Sniffs is not forgotten, and I did send you a tweet with my jersey that I wear to every Red Wings game. He's not forgotten, and anybody can rock a handlebar mustache like that. It's pretty freaking cool.
And plus, his mustache is the most hilarious thing ever.
Yeah, I worked at this job where they would always send us TED Talks to watch, and one of the names I heard come up, Simon Sinek.
Who's that dude?
He's the worst. Really hateable. I'm pretty sure if you watch any of his stuff, he'll be very upset with how hot he thinks he is.
Never heard of him. Next.
I'm with Brandon on this one. John Lennon being killed before I was born. I cried like a baby the day that Dimebag got killed. I'm going to have a good cry now. Thanks, right, fuckers.
That's all right to cry. Crying takes the fat out of you.
I might have been one of the people that tipped Maz off about the Jimmy John's, Papa John's controversy. I may have alerted him. I am not a tattletale.
Snitches get stitches.
You know, I was over at Killer Cares and I was talking to Mark, and he admitted to me that he likes musicals, which I do too. I think musicals are great. And why in the hell does Drew not like musicals? He's a music fan. So, Drew, please like musicals, because musicals have music in them.
I don't care for that guy.
Me neither. Too soft.
You know how when you watch Dateline or any other true crime, they show the jurors always taking notes, and you see them, like, studying everything. And I want to see Maz's notebook from the jury.
Do you have it?
I want to know how many Yankee logos, lightning bolts,
Viking
whatever,
logos,
pictures of dead horses, whatever is on there, compared to actual notes from the trial. You got to make them show you the notebook.
No one gives a shit.
So I think maybe the only thing more annoying than that movie, Marriage Story, is listening to Brandon bitch about that movie, Marriage Story.
What a piece of shit movie.
Drew keeps saying Vanguard, and I'm yelling in my vehicle at the top of my lungs. That's not his fucking name from Nexium. Drew! Get it right.
What in the hell are you talking about?
Well, if Elton John can buy carbon credits or the royal family, why can't Kid Rock buy PC credits with his donation to the city of Detroit?
Genius, genius, genius!
I was just thinking about Lizzo and her buttless dress. Floor seats at the Lakers are probably leather cushion seats.
Ew.
And I picture her getting up and there being like a sweat mark on the cushion.
Ew. Oh, you got a big ass.
Hey, I just heard Maz's incorrect correction about Amazon fans. Maz is full of shit, despite how much I love the guy.
You butt out.
Ford makes part of their fleet sales.
Damn it.
Dodge makes part of their fleet sales.
Damn it.
And Mercedes makes part of fleet sales.
Shit, yeah.
And they spread the love around because nobody can manufacture enough of them for as many vehicles as Amazon wants.
That's bullshit.
Hey, y'all. This is Dan. And on behalf of Timmy and myself, I want to thank everybody that was involved with the proposal at Killer Cares event the other night. And you guys truly made it magical, and we appreciate it. We love you guys.
You are good shit. And I want to make this legit. I'm still going to pay you, but I want you to stop banging other guys. What do you say? Want to be my wife or what?
Well, see you later.
That's it.
That's good.
Hey, Brandon, we should have all right, bye on the end of that from Stan.
All
right, bye.
All right, Vanguard is his name from Nexium.
That's what he called himself.
Okay, right.
Keith Raniere called himself Vanguard. If you were in Nexium, that's what you called him.
It's an incorrect correction.
Okay, bye.
There was one other guy in Nexium that you had to call Prefect.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
right.
The chick was Prefect.
Allison Mack. Was it Allison Mack or was it the first
girl? Oh, was
girl?
She Prefect? I thought it was somebody. I'm not sure.
I thought it was a dude, but I could be wrong.
All right, who is Simon Sinek, the TED Talk guy?
I actually looked
Did you look
up.
At him?
Oh, man. He's basically just one of these.
Does he think he's hot?
He's a leadership guy.
Yeah. All leadership guys think they're hot.
What does that mean? Has he ever led? What's he ever led?
He talks about technology and being a leader.
So what company did he found? What company did he run?
He is a British-American author and motivational speaker. He's the author of five books, including Start With Why.
What did he run? What makes him such a great leader? How does he know so much about leadership? He's never led anything.
I think my wife made us watch one of his things.
What?
About phones and kids. I'm almost positive that's what
he did.
Yeah. Well, I just sat there in a glaze. I was glazed.
Why did you need to see a TED Talk? I mean, it seems like phones and kids is...
Why does that Simon Sinek know so much about phones? Does he have any kids?
We have a responsibility as marketers to help our clients.
This is pretty much the worst video ever together. Made.
He does think
we have
he's
a responsibility
hot.
As companies to offer the people who work in our companies a sense that
our
we're
companies,
helping
you
them
don't
build
have any
their confidence, that we're helping them overcome their addictions, that we're going to teach them patience, and we're going to teach them how to build strong
Shut up, Simon.
Personal relationships.
Boring.
Choice. We have a higher burden upon us.
We're not getting rid of cell phones.
And there's
Shut
so many
up.
Little things that we can do what? That we are failing horribly at. That are so easy.
Look.
Let me show you one. Can I borrow someone?
You are failing us.
Drew, he did start his own business. Sinek Partners.
Thank you.
Oh, for his motivational speeches and TED Talks?
I believe
okay.
so.
Okay, there is a subconscious reaction to these devices when we use them. Okay. What if I were to hold my phone while I'm talking to you? I'm not checking it. It's not buzzing. It's not beeping.
I would think that's pretty normal.
I'm nothing. I'm just holding it. So. Do you feel at this moment that you are the most important thing to me right now? No, you do not.
Don't tell me what I feel.
It depends on if you're looking at me and talking to me or if you're looking at your phone.
It makes the people around us feel that they are less important. So when we're walking down the halls in our offices and somebody says, hey,
boss, your insecurities on me.
You're not sure what's on your mind. We've just told them they're not that important. Or we can go.
Please
get
stop
the hook.
This guy.
Get the hook.
Yes.
Oh my God. So that guy that was bawling his eyes out over Dimebag Darrell, he would still be crying if he was here when Lennon died. He would still be crying if he cried that hard over Dimebag Darrell. Just saying.
Poor Lennon. You ready? I just found this little fun piece out about Simon Sinek. In June 2018, the Young Turks reported a $98,000 no bid contract from the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement for customized Simon Sinek leadership training.
What? Look at what a pile of shit this is. Look at what people waste their money on. And of course, who's he go to? The government. Because they don't give a shit about where they throw money around.
Wow.
Oh, he's rich, dude.
I mean, he must speak on college campuses all the time because they overpay people regularly.
$15
million. Oh, God.
And growing.
That's stupid.
Wow.
All right.
Wow.
Wait, Drew, I got a quick question from Mark. What? Did you watch the end of Silicon Valley?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I hated the end.
Really?
I did.
I was just telling Zeus yesterday. I thought it was perfect.
I hated the end.
Why? Let me guess. Because, well, spoiler alert. Everybody can fast forward or turn it down. Why? Because they didn't all end up rich?
No, most of it I just didn't understand, to be honest with you.
Okay.
The fast forward, the flashback.
Oh, I didn't like the style.
Were you on your phone?
No. I watched it last night. I'm going to watch it again.
The show wasn't the most important person in the room.
I love Silicon Valley.
Were you on your phone during previous episodes?
No.
Should have brought TJ Miller back.
They should. I thought they were going to find TJ Miller.
He did not want to come back, though.
Still. I know, but one last
He didn't want to come back.
I hate Jin Yang. You know.
Really?
Yeah, I hate Jin Yang.
That's racist.
Who's that dude?
I did love Lori. I mean, I loved her.
Lori Bream.
I mean, I checked her out. She's on Mr. Skin, by the way.
She is?
She is. Yeah. Can you bring her up on your phone?
Yeah, very small parts, but
I'll take it.
Sure, you're not the most important person in the room now.
I know.
Tom's got his phone
Neither are
his,
you.
In his hand. I don't have my phone. Oh, yeah.
So anyway, I'm going to miss Silicon Valley.
It was a really good season.
I tell you, man, what a great show that was.
Some people are saying the holidays are a time for caring, sharing, and giving gifts to the ones we love, our friends at Chrysler, Zot, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and DealsNitty.com are doing just that, sharing their love, giving everyone, including you, the gift of employee pricing for everyone on most 2019 models in stock. Lease a new 19 Ram 1500 Crew Cab Bighorn Edition for $198 a month. If you like Jeeps, you can lease a new 20 Jeep Cherokee Limited All-Wheel Drive for just $189 a month. And then there's, of course, the 20 Jeep Grand Cherokees as low as $255 a month. Celebrate the holidays with employee pricing for everyone. No discount code needed. Everyone's on the A plan. Only at Zot, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram, and DealsNadee.com.
I just printed out something to hang up in the studio down here. The Simon Sinek, the Golden Circle from Simon Sinek.
Oh, I saw something on the Golden Circle earlier. It's like, how? Why?
Describes the perspective of the influence of successful leaders and organizations.
Oh,
and it's
brain.
Three circles. One that says what? One that says how, and one that says why. And, you know.
Nerd!
getting smaller.
Can we? A law should be passed that he cannot do this anymore until he actually leads something.
He did the Senate partners.
Oh, boy. Luke Nowacki's available for you if you need help discussing your financial future, making some decisions, trying to put some money aside for the kids' college or for your retirement. 401k, what are you invested in? How aggressive are you? Should you be less aggressive, more aggressive? What about that money in that account that's just sitting there? Brandon, shouldn't that be invested somewhere?
Leave me alone.
Don't you want to at least make the, I don't know, something that mirrors the marketplace, which seems to go up about 10% a year? I'm just saying. Call Luke Nowacki's team.
We're not in a while.
At 248-663-4748. 248-663-4748 to reach Luke. He can help you with just about anything in this area, too. I mean, if it's a will or health insurance, as he helped Trudy, a myriad of things. Luke Nowacki, Security Investment Advisory Services, offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC, Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned and other entities, and or marketing names, product services referenced here, independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. L. Nowacki at Pinnacle Wealth Strategies. Well, that's a powerful graphic that Simon Sinek made. The three circles with what, how, why in the center.
How long do you think it took him to make that?
All right, 5 minutes, and then he had to get something to make a perfect circle.
Here's a nice piece of shit.
Oh, dumb.
What a stupid present.
That's such a great drop.
It really is.
Okay. I guess we should move into sexual battery since it seems to come into the show virtually every day. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to work backwards. I'll start with Katie Hill, who I was reading all these. There were like three news stories about Katie Hill out today.
Are we done with her?
We should be. That's what I was. That's exactly what I was saying. It's like, why is this even here? And one of the stories is about how boomers throw Katie Hill out. It's the baby boomers.
Wait. Time out. Time out. Nobody threw her out.
I know.
She stepped down.
Well, that's what drives me nuts about all these stories. And usually it's her talking to someone, too. And she resigned.
Yeah.
Why'd she resign? Well, the reason she resigned is because, according to her, society hates powerful women. Only millennials sympathize with her because they know that everybody has some pictures on their phone that they shouldn't have on there.
That's not why she resigned. She resigned because
she's nude with someone she pays, someone on her staff, taking a bong hit.
Yeah. If it was an ethics violation, she was going to be investigated. Lord knows what else they might have found.
I don't think bonging out nude with a staffer is just a little boo-boo on your phone. That's a pretty major thing.
Well, and it was still going on. I mean, that.
Yeah.
The one thing about paying the person in the thruple for her election, you know, they were on the election committee. She could have gotten away if that's all it was. It was the other one that she denied, and this is why you know that it was the one that bothered her, because she denied that part at first and admitted to the other one, because you admit to the one that you don't think is really that big a deal. The one she denied is what would have got her kicked out with the ethics committee.
Not only was there a lot of people who said, oh, that's bullshit, she did have something going on with this guy, and she had something going on with this girl, and there's a picture to prove it, but she also, they had all this drunken texting, and she missed flights because she was hungover. She had to be removed from an event because she was drunk. She did a myriad of things wrong, and I'm tired of hearing her blame all these other people. She married to an asshole. I know she was married to an asshole.
Does she ever accept any blame at all?
It doesn't seem she has.
I'm just wondering if she honestly has said, I've made mistakes or anything like that.
Not really. Not from what I can tell, she's too busy blaming other people.
Then why'd she resign?
I don't know.
Fight it, then.
Oh, I know why. It's in the story. Okay. She didn't want to overshadow the Trump impeachment.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that would have overshadowed it, you idiot.
Maybe she said distract from the Trump impeachment, but she wouldn't even do that.
Okay. Well, we can handle more than one story at a time, because right now you're still distracting from it, technically.
Yeah. I was like you. I'm like, why is this even – why am I even reading this? So there's Katie Hill, and there isn't Katie Hill. Just ignore it. Then there's Cuba Gooding, who it turns out there's now 22 women – and this guy, usually it's somebody kind of nerdy that's, you know, in charge. Uh-huh. This is a good-looking guy who's just out there. He's an actor with lots of dough. I don't understand this at all. Why?
He needs to stop going to bars.
Well, it's pretty obvious he's got drinking problems.
Yeah.
And why he didn't just come out right away and say, oh, you know what? I have a drinking problem and I don't remember anything. That would have been my defense.
Well, he still might.
Did you read the particulars of the new
seven
women?
He apparently likes women to urinate in his mouth.
Oh. Yeah. January 09 at Park City. Invited a woman to another event. The pair went to the concert. I'm sure there'll be some victims shaming there. When the woman told the actress she was going to leave, he seemed agitated and offered to walk her out in the back. Secluded hallway, he began to kiss her without consent. She pushed him away. He noting that, you're married, Cuba. He then placed his hand on her buttocks.
Oh.
Then he pushed his hand forcefully in the crotch area of her tights, placing his finger in her anus, ripping her tights.
He ripped them?
That's what it says. She only got away when she bit his cheek, causing him to recoil. Oof. In Atlanta, 2011, he groped a woman. When she confronted him, he said something like, I know you want to be an actress. I can ruin you. So that was the second one.
That's not good.
By the way, he could another not. Bar. Who does he think he is? He couldn't ruin people.
You will not be in Snow Dogs 2 or Boat Trip 2 or whatever.
But somebody's going to be in a Spielberg movie. And then Cuba Gooding's on line one. Oh, God, what does a drunk want? But he knows he's a fucking drunk. What, does he want a job? Yeah, it's Cuba Gooding. Don't hire this bitch.
Okay, Cuba. Click.
Really?
I stuck my finger.
And then at the bar in Malibu in 2016, he told a woman and her friend, you guys are peeing on me tonight. You're going to sit on my face, pee in my mouth, and pee all over me.
Why? Okay, sit on my face and pee so he wants it directly.
Yes,
he's going to make sure nothing gets leaked.
Yeah, he doesn't want air to touch that urine. He doesn't want to miss a drop.
I don't get it. I just don't get this shit.
He sounds like the kind of guy that
Tom, have you ever tried it? Maybe you like it. Knock it until you try it.
I never really thought of it, to tell you the truth.
He sounds like the guy Sam Kennison was talking about, to put ice in the urinals so the urine would be cold when they drank it underneath the urinal.
That's the other thing. It is really hot.
Maybe he likes it on a cold night or something. I don't know.
Like that homeless guy. What was it? His hot diarrhea.
It's like a hot toddy to him.
Ugh.
You know, he's done nothing. He's acknowledged nothing. Everyone's a liar. And he doesn't seem to have a drinking problem, or he doesn't say he does.
I gotta say, every time I see a picture of him with these stories, the look on his
face.
He's
at a bar.
Well, no, the ones where he's
in court. Oh, he's smiling, walking out of court like, hi, I'm still Cuba Gooding, the guy you love.
I feel like,
show me the money.
I feel like the caption every time should be, yeah, I did this shit. Like every time you see that picture, it's, yeah, I did this shit.
He just looks so unaffected by it. Like,
guilty.
Ah, these 22 lies. Show me the money.
I can't believe this. How am I ever going to look at Rod Tidwell the same way?
I know. It's disappointing. Tidwell. It was a great name, wasn't it?
It was.
His wife was great in that movie.
She was.
Who was his wife?
She was good looking.
I don't know who she was. Remember, she was one of
She's still around. I've seen her around.
Kevy?
Yeah.
Make it sound like she's dropping off kids at your kid's school or something.
No, not that. Not quite that. Not
you quite had that. Me at Hello, Jerry Maguire, 2000. Ha ha.
By the way, fake Tom Cruise at the Killer Cares event.
Oh, he's funny.
I can't remember. He was hitting on somebody. Somebody thought, oh, no, it was,
somebody thought they were going home with Tom Cruise?
Yeah, the real Tom Cruise.
Really?
Might have been Jen or Jackie?
Yeah, they thought they were being hit on because...
By Tom Cruise? By the real Tom Cruise?
Tom Cruise said, you had me at hello. They didn't know the line.
Oh, God, that's great.
You had me at hello, Jerry Maguire, 2000.
It's too funny.
And then Patty P said...
He was just being in character.
I was talking to him. Patty P came over and said, to LRH. And he didn't know. I said, come on, Tom Cruise. You have to know. That's
man,
when
that,
you
do that. That's disappointing.
Do your research.
Those guys
get
are good.
Get in character.
They are. They're
him and Jack
are nice guys, too.
Oh.
So what was the other... There was another sexual assault story.
Yes. The reporter.
CBS of course. Oh, my favorite story. And, of course, my thoughts and prayers are with this reporter who was...
I was telling Brandon earlier, I feel like every time we talk about this, I have to say, look, the guy was wrong. He shouldn't have smacked her on the ass. He's a total dick.
But
however,
do we need to take up 5 minutes on CBS Good Morning while she's interviewed? Do we have to fly her from Savannah to New York, get her a limo to get to the set, get her a hotel room so that she can come on CBS and talk about how a guy spanking her ass while she's out live reporting on the marathon, how horrible that made her feel? This is the most overblown thing. And, you know, at the end of the story,
somebody was saying that they think she might enjoy the attention. Someone said that.
I don't know who could
say
anything.
Nobody in this house.
I can't imagine who would say that. But they acted so appalled on this because she said something about how she gets this outpouring of support. First of all, okay, how many women have been spanked on the ass, had their ass, and I'm not saying it's right or anything, but do they need an outpouring of support? And by the way, that's not enough, because she revealed that she also is hearing from people say, accept the apology and move on already. And the set looked like, oh my God, someone said accept the apology and move on? Who are these horrible people?
Oh God.
There she is. You want to watch
it? Yeah, play it. This is. I don't know. Maz, tell me if I'm crazy.
No,
this
not.
Seems like
you're
a
not.
Lot
you're
over not,
not
so much.
That the reason why, you know, maybe it caught so much fire is because the emotion is extremely relatable for women all over the world.
Is this the beginning?
Not only for journalists working on TV, but for women in general. I mean, this is a workplace issue.
Right.
And you say that slap actually stung.
He doesn't work with her.
It was a heavy impact.
It's been very
for a second.
Too.
Could they have brought Charlie Rose out of retirement to do this interview?
Did you hear her? It was a heavy impact.
Why are they talking about a workplace issue? He doesn't work with her.
Yeah, you're right.
Just because she's working there, that's not a studio suddenly.
It's a great point. It's not a workplace issue.
A workplace issue? Why would you even say that?
That's a great point.
I slap you. What, she going to go to HR because some guy running the marathon hit her in the butt?
Is that guy eliminated from running in marathons now?
Yes, he is.
Not allowed.
He's been banned. I'm not joking.
Yeah, I know. I thought I read that.
She was at Starbucks and the person behind her in line smacked her ass. It's not a workplace issue.
No, it's not. Not for her workplace.
No.
She wasn't even a Starbucks workplace issue.
She wasn't working at that time.
Doesn't employ the guy behind her in line.
Yeah, but that other guy's not working either, and he doesn't work with her.
When you're watching it,
it's
very deliberate.
Right. I've of course watched the video multiple times because
why?
You look at it and it feels like it's not you. It's like you're watching somebody else.
He wants to be triggered.
But he separates himself from the runners and he kind of winds up.
This is a murder investigation.
You know, he hit me hard.
I mentioned that it's deliberate because isn't he saying it was an accident, that he didn't do it on purpose? Because the tape certainly tells a very different story.
Right, yeah. He did try to, you know, make contact with our station, with the station that I work with.
Says a lot for a reporter.
Was saying that his intentions were not, you know, to hurt me. He didn't intend to do it, which,
you
know, not going to really debate that because he hurt me.
But now that you've had time to think about it, because at first you are stung, clearly startled, are you angry, frustrated, saddened by it? What are you thinking?
I think immediately after after you kind of sort through the vulnerability of the situation, you are inundated with some female guilt.
Guilt?
That's interesting.
Guilt, Alex. Why?
Oh, you want tight pants?
I guess maybe because of all of the social media attention. Of course, there's been an outpouring of support from so many people, men,
inundated
women, you know, people of all ages.
You've also had people, though, say, accept the apology, move on, you said.
Right, yeah. Accept the apology. It's your fault. You put yourself in the line of fire.
line of fire?
Yeah, essentially. Just, I mean, maybe that comes from a misunderstanding of what live reporting
doing your job.
Is. Right.
No, we don't need to go into that.
Yeah, we need to read this lawyer's. The runner's lawyer sent a statement saying they regret the situation, but he, quote, did not act with any criminal intentions, that he's a loving husband and father, and they don't expect any criminal charges. Are you open to hearing what he has to say?
Did you guys see me win that conversation?
I think
she's hot, man.
What is most important here is that
do you think
he took
she knows,
my power.
Do you think she knows viewers have beaten off to her before?
And
yes.
Whether I am it's open to it or not, I want to take my time with that. I think what it really comes down to is
in the
that
face.
He helped himself to a part of my body.
Mm-hmm. I think took my power is a really powerful phrase. Because there are people, and you've heard from them, who are saying,
get ready for the best ending of an interview ever.
Rambunctious. Real quickly, because we do have to go, what's the reaction to those people?
My reaction to that...
quickly, because we got to go.
Sorry, yeah, they're cutting us. We'll take it to social media, we'll get that reaction.
All right, we'll be right back.
Did you see those horrible men cut her off? They didn't even let her finish talking.
Want to touch the hiney?
It took a big piece of her.
And they're not going to finish the conversation online, like the one anchor said.
He helped himself to my body.
He helped
himself. I think he would have done a lot more than that.
Well, he did. He did touch her.
Yeah, much time.
I don't know if I would describe it the way she did.
Helped himself to my body. I mean, how many adjectives and, you know, descriptives are needed? You know, her original tweet was that he violated, embarrassed, and objectified me. What? Do we need a million buzzers? He slapped her on the ass. That was wrong.
He's an asshole, yeah.
He's a jerk. He's not allowed to run the marathons. And no more marathons for you.
He's been embarrassed. No question.
I don't think there's anything to debate here. Is she on CBS so that maybe we can fully understand this slap on the ass? Is it really...
I like my body.
Is there that much to understand? It sucks. He's a dick.
He is a dick.
It was a dick move, but it's over, and I think... kind of would tell her to move on. Would you be spending days talking about this, doing interviews about it?
CBS is going
to
fly you in, or sure, why not?
And then cut you off.
Miz wants the freebie.
I want the hotel. I want a dinner. I want something.
Even if your power was stripped from you, yes, and a part of your body was taken.
I think my power stripped from me every day if they would do
but
that.
But to think that you have to talk about this for, that's a lot of time taken up, and she's watching the thing over and over.
She'll wind up getting a better job
at it.
She's
reading all the comments.
She will.
She might.
She'll get a better job at it.
I always say that when I see those... stories on ID channel, and they'll have the local reporter, and their local reporter is always so fired up to be on there.
Of course.
Because they know more about the case.
Exactly. You know, all it takes is one person to see her. Look at all of us. Oh, she's a good-looking girl. Yeah, but she's going to move on up the chain.
Well, she's in Savannah, too. She's in a small market. So she acted very small market, I thought, when it happened.
She
just stopped and glared at the guy.
I assume that she was on a CBS station down there. It's an NBC station. So is there somebody getting dressed down at the Today Show for not having that?
No, I think they're laughing at the CBS show for spending 5 minutes on someone hitting someone in the butt. My God.
But they had good video to go along with it.
Yeah, it went viral. So once something goes viral, it's
this is pretty much the worst video ever made.
You know, the asshole guy was bragging to his friends, laughing it up. So I'm glad they caught who it was. I really am.
He's a Cub Scout leader.
Yeah. Well, he's an asshole.
Youth minister, Tom.
Well, he's an asshole.
Well, that was just one bad moment.
Well, he was an asshole
life.
For a minute. I mean, honestly, the price of something like this becomes almost crazy.
Yeah. Really? You can't... He made a mistake.
You know, maybe he's a dick. I mean, there are people who are dicks, who are youth ministers and Boy Scout leaders or whatever. I mean, he could just be a dick.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's good. But it just seems like
he was showing
an awful
off.
Lot.
He told his friends, watch me slap this girl's ass.
Are we done with the story now?
He's running. He's in the marathon.
Yeah, but
how many people can he tell?
Well, he probably talked to someone, watched me get this, watch
he
me
knows
get on TV.
That she's going
to
be there. He knows that they're going to be filming.
Good point, Drew. You win.
It's a Savannah, Georgia marathon.
Mass folds.
I folded.
Even though if they had one.
I folded.
I'm not unfolding.
Doubling down.
Not giving in.
Oh, boy.
Great spot.
Hey, did you guys see I made the news today?
Hawk!
Thanks for swooping in, bud.
Yeah, I'm surprised Hawk thinks he made the news, because he made the news because there's a little video of him getting on a submarine at Orgy Island with Epstein, and I guess he was all fired up because Epstein had made this custom,
submarine.
So that Hawk could get his wheelchair in there.
Wow.
Which was a really big deal. Well, there was also a young ponytailed girl seen attending to him.
All right.
The ponytail came in handy when I got the BJ.
You got a BJ? Hawk. Wait.
Come on, Hawk.
He uses his hands.
He said BJ.
He could use his one hand. I just wondered why the ponytail.
She wasn't too young.
Okay.
Okay.
The chicks I nailed on that island were legal.
Okay. That's good to know.
I wonder if he saw, any other nefarious activity with any underage girls.
That's a good point.
I don't know if Clinton was there.
No one seems to. No one ever.
I ain't no sniff.
I ain't no snitch.
Hawk. Come on, Hawk. That's not snitch.
No tattletales from me.
Well, I appreciate that.
So this is 06. There was a conference at the Ritz-Carlton in St. Thomas, and he convinced all these people to go over to Orgy Island for a barbecue and submarine tour. Do you think Hawk wanted to go on a submarine tour?
Party, baby.
I think Hawk saw gyration coming. He figured there's a better chance of gyration on Orgy Island than in St. Thomas.
Yeah, so hell yeah.
Yeah, so he doesn't want to go on a submarine tour.
They didn't mention in the store that she gyrated me too.
Oh, I see. Part of the custom fitting for the wheelchair was to allow gyrating space while he was in the sub.
Yeah.
Wow. What a powerful story.
They talked to someone in the store. I don't know who this person is, but it doesn't matter. But their quote is, he would have, they're talking about Epstein, he would often have, you know, I just love this quote. He would often have, like, you know, like the guy that won the Nobel Prize for discovering the quark in quantum physics, a guy that won the Nobel Prize for a DNA discovery, people that helped found Microsoft. Those were the kind of people he had there.
Yeah, the kind of guy that's never been around a 19-year-old blonde that's hot.
If she knows these bios about the people, can she just Google it and get their names so next time she can see who they are?
You know, why is Hawk getting all the rap? Yeah.
Big brain, bigger wiener.
No, it's not the saying. It's not a saying, Hawk.
I mean, it's easy to just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just lay it all on Hawk because everybody knows Hawk.
He's dead.
Yeah, he's dead. But so it's easy to just throw around. His name into it and let the other people be free.
I wouldn't mess with Hawk, man. He's everywhere.
I used Epstein for the gyration.
He used Epstein for the gyration.
I'm glad someone used him. I mean, he used so many people.
So he's on Orgy Island. We don't know if he was ever on the Lolita Express, though.
Oh.
I don't think it was handicap accessible.
Oh, really? Well, yeah.
I don't know. He did it on the submarine for him.
Poor Hawk stuck on that sub. He doesn't want to be on.
I got a rim job in that plane once.
Oh,
nice.
Gross. Awesome. Would that be the worst rim job in the history of rim jobs?
Possibly. I hope he had a clean diaper, for God's sake.
It felt good.
I just horrified myself.
That's really over the line, Hawk.
That'd be the worst thing.
I would say bleep it, but it can't be bleeped from my mind, so there's no point.
What? Don't knock it until you tried it.
No. I can't think of many worse ones. Well, it
depends on which end you're on. Jeez,
Hawk out.
God. Maz brought up The Irishman today.
Oh, yeah. Did you watch it?
I'm an hour through it.
When do you plan on going through the next 2.5 hours?
Should we wait 2 months to when you're done?
Can you contact us in February 2020?
I wanted to watch it like the day it was released, before the day it was released.
I did.
Then get family coming over. I don't have any time. Then I want to sit down with it, and then the kids are coming in and out of the house. I got to do this. I got to do that. So I got to hit pause. Before you know it, I'm just sick and tired of the fucking movie.
Okay.
I can't get a good time to watch it.
How old are the girls?
Okay, we're going to go into this again?
Just a little something.
17, 15, and 12.
Okay.
And they have friends coming in and out and stuff.
Well, no, that's good.
Where
you want your kids to hang out at home.
In the living room. I should have went to the basement probably. But
no, I don't understand. This is one thing that I don't understand. And somebody's going to okay boomer me, but I'll take it.
My kids are saying, okay, boomer, by the way.
Great kids. Love them. They're the best.
Okay, boomer.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but they are saying
it's
that.
Pretty funny. Is it not possible? Okay, you got a 16, wait, 17, 15, and 12.
Yeah.
Is it not possible to say, okay, there's a movie I really want to watch, so I'm just going to take this little block of time and just want to be left alone for this little period of time. You know, just like, you know, you have your volleyball games that I go to and I make time for. Yeah. That's time out of my day. It's a big block. I can't just, you know, stop in the middle and come back to the game and not miss anything. Can I just be allowed to watch this? It seems that that's the answer to that is no.
I'm afraid my life is no.
Why?
It just is.
I understand what you're saying, because I remember the same. It's like, God damn it, we have to stop it again.
Or if I'm watching it with my wife, she's got to pause it, go, you know, get refill her wine, or you know, go out and do this, or she's got to do something on her phone, she's got to do something on the computer, she's got to talk to her friend. Before you know it,
You can't even get an adult.
I can't even get an adult.
Just make a block of time. What happens? You get the projector to stop the movie when you go to the movie theater?
That was my only chance to really enjoy this movie.
Yeah, we should have gone to the theater.
But you know what? The first hour, I got to say, and I'm a huge gangster movie guy. Mm-hmm. I'm a little bored. And I'm put off by the age thing. I can't get my head around the age thing.
Yeah, they should have done this movie about 10 years ago, at least.
Or something else, maybe. Maybe have, like, for the younger guys, maybe it had, instead of De Niro.
It's somebody else playing.
It has someone else that looks kind of like
every other movie?
Yeah, it's like every other movie. I think they kind of forced this one.
Is part of not being able to finish it because you have to watch it with Kathy?
Yeah, I don't have to.
Okay.
But... Yeah, I guess
probably
I
will have to.
You probably have to.
Julie and I diverged. We started watching it together, and then I'm like, I got to finish this.
Yeah, I'm going to
finish this for the show.
You know what? I'm probably
going to. We'll watch it at our separate times and compare notes later.
I'm going to wind up finishing it. I'll wind up finishing it on my own.
Why is it impossible to say, I'm watching a movie?
I don't know.
You just do your thing.
Because
if there's an emergency.
You know how it is.
But I don't understand why it can't be that way. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that I don't know it
can be that way if you're a bachelor.
No. Not if you're. No, I don't mean it that way. I've been around young kids, too. I know how that is.
Maz, do they ever watch a movie?
Oh.
The kids. Why don't you interrupt them next time?
I do.
Yeah, tell them to clean up their room while they're watching the movie.
I totally do. I totally do that.
And do they?
And I bring. I'll say to laundry, "Hey, you got to go down and fold your laundry."
And do they?
What a mess! No, they'll just yell.
Why do you respect what they want when you're watching a movie?
I just leave. I just leave.
It just folds.
I fold. Honestly, it's not worth it. It's really just not worth it. I'm sorry. I really am.
I got to hand it to these Generation Z. They run the world.
I'm a disappointment to myself.
You can't even watch a fucking movie.
I disappoint myself constantly. I'm a constant disappointment. Constant. To myself.
Why don't you just go lock yourself in a... Is there a room that has a lock on it?
Not really. No, there's no escape.
Why don't you go to the bathroom and watch on your phone?
That's probably my best bet. I would get tiles when I watched that movie.
I'm not saying that it's just your problem. This is a problem for a lot of people. Is that
I have
you just
no
don't
time.
Get it. I mean,
my time is not my own anymore. It really isn't.
I know.
Sometimes I'm just staying in my car for like 15, 20 minutes just to catch a little bit of a break.
Oh, well, that's
your time
that's
will be your
now.
Own in, I guess, about 6 years when your youngest goes to college.
I'm going to miss
and
him.
And by then, you and Kathy won't even know each other.
No, we don't.
Who's
no
this?
Possible
Who are
way.
You?
And Kathy's going to come up to you and go, are you gay? And you're going to be the new Ed Smart.
Absolutely. There's no way. We'll have nothing once these kids are gone.
That's what happened to Ed Smart. All the kids left the house.
What a life.
Life's tough.
What a life we weave.
It's tough all over.
For me, at least.
So, speaking of movies.
So, you're back. So you're on that movie still. I didn't want to interrupt
no,
you.
No, Irishman.
Good movie. Yeah.
No, I finished it.
And?
But I had the same problem you did. I'm watching De Niro kicking this guy's.
I know. It don't even look right. It don't look right.
He's got his 5-inch lifts on.
I know. I can't get over that either.
Looks like a 73-year-old man.
You want some too, old man?
Is beating the fuck out of somebody, but he is beating up like a 70-year-old man would beat him up.
And this is like a best of movie. Like any guy, any actor that's done anything is in this movie. Is in this movie. Anyone is in this movie.
Maz, you and Kathy should sit down and watch Marriage Story.
Oh no,
it's good. It's a good movie.
Who's in it?
It's just Scarlett Johansson and Adam Driver.
I like Adam Driver.
It's very intense. I mean, it's about...
I thought it was a lot of arguing in the movie, but
it was good.
I can actually understand why someone would hate that movie.
Yeah,
but
no.
It's definitely a chick flick.
You think so?
Yeah, well, it's about a marriage and a divorce, so probably leans towards a chick flick. But I thought it's, you know, Adam Driver, in my opinion, makes most things worth watching.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
I mean, and he's good.
He was in Girls. He was great in Girls.
The scenes are really good.
Remember him in Girls?
He's good in everything. I've seen him in a million things.
I can see why Brandon hated it because he wasn't watching it. He was just listening to it.
It's terrible.
It's a little carpy. I mean, honestly.
I hate Scarlett
the end of the movie,
I won't be able to separate her from that
about
character.
Her farts.
I no longer find her attractive.
No.
Which is really hard to do.
I know.
She worked hard at that.
Maybe that was her goal.
Maybe.
I want to see that Bombshell movie. The one, the Megyn Kelly thing. It's got
Fox TV.
Yeah, Fox TV.
You know, that it seems like that's so in the recent past that I don't know, when they do movies that quick,
we know the story, too.
That's kind of how I feel.
This is Kelly.
But Maz doesn't know the story.
No, I do know a little bit, but not as much as you guys.
Yeah.
And Richard Jewell.
Well, that could be good.
Did you see the complaints about that
They're
one?
They're getting so many complaints.
What is the complaint about the Richard Jewell movie?
They're saying that they fabricated a story of the Atlanta Constitution Journal reporter sleeping with
the FBI,
agent to get the scoop. Yeah, to get the scoop. So they're saying all women now. That's putting down all women because they fabricated that story. That part of the story.
Wait, the agent was a female?
No. The writer for the AGC.
Oh,
AJC.
I mean, they're all over it now.
They're demanding an apology too.
They want a movie.
They're demanding an apology. You know, when does this ever stop? I mean, is there ever going to be a moment where everybody goes, "Hey, everything's fixed"?
No,
everything's fixed.
No.
And can we have to bitch about every little butt slap? Do we have to take an hour out of every day of this stuff?
Can we see the movie first before we figure out how horrible and terrible it is, or if it's just implied? And I mean, they're not saying it happened in the movie, right? Isn't it just implied by the FBI? Doesn't he say to her, like,
"I'm not sure. I'm,
why do you want to sleep with me? Because you want another scoop?" Like, it seems
to me like a pretty good device to bring the plot forward. Probably.
That's kind of what I was thinking. And if she wasn't in the movie, oof.
Who plays her? Is she hot?
Olivia Wilde.
Yeah. Olivia Wilde. Well,
so, yes.
The actual journalist that she portrays.
I guess a journalist.
Yeah, I think she's dead.
So she can't defend herself.
Yeah. Well, she doesn't need to.
Is there any truth to it? Like, was that ever a rumor?
I've read that she was considered extremely flirty. I don't know the circumstances.
Can I just say something? And don't get completely upset, anyone out there. But if Olivia Wilde was a reporter, I think her looks would help her get some stories.
Yeah.
I hate to say that, but you know what? I think it's just true, and it's not anything horrible about the Olivia Wilde that I'm imagining as a reporter or her doing anything terribly unethical. It's just, you know, that's why I think people should apologize for their good looks.
I think
attractiveness privilege should be apologized for. Athletic privilege. Tiger Woods owes me an apology.
He does.
Michael Jordan owes me an apology.
No doubt.
Larry Bird owes me an apology.
Amen.
And I want them all.
No privilege should be apologized for. They couldn't change it.
Well,
it's dumb.
You can't change being white either.
I know, so don't apologize for it.
Well, but people like apologizing. People like lecturing, apologizing, and tattletaling. Aren't those the three most popular things right now?
What does Simon Sinek have to say about it? Do we know? Does he have a lecture on it?
Probably.
I wanted to scream when I was a juror. I wanted to scream in that room. I wanted to say, I am not white. I am so not white. This is how I feel.
They didn't believe you that you're Syrian.
Did the story already run, Brandon?
No, it's supposed to be coming up at 6.
Are we going to have a coverage of the meeting of the Denby demands of Elmont?
I'm not sure what the story is, to tell you the truth.
The Elmont parents are in trouble again?
Well, I think they're investigating from the Elmont, the infamous
Denby-Elmont
brawl. Uh-huh. Now they're investigating 4 assaults, 3 by Denby players and 1 by that Elmont fan. Or no, 2 by Denby players, 1 by a Denby fan, and 1 by an Elmont fan that was related to an Elmont.
No, I thought Denby didn't do anything wrong. I thought it was just those mean Elmont rednecks that drive tractors to the games.
I know, but the meeting did take place. They did confirm to me that the meeting was on.
Are the Lions going to honor them for their bravery?
Where's Elmont's list of demands?
By the way, their bravery.
Bravery?
Give me a break.
Game was canceled.
Wall Lake, where they play the game, now under investigation by the Oakland County Sheriff. Jim, fill us in.
Carolyn, the game was played here because it's a neutral field, and that's why the Oakland County Sheriff is investigating. Yeah. They tell me they can substantiate 4 cases of assault, but this is still an open investigation. Take a look at the video at the center of this. We blurted for TV because minors here are involved. Oakland County deputies were working security at the game. You can see one and then 2 others as the Denby players were gathering after their game was called early by the refs. They lost 36-8. Seconds later, with a noisy crowd, this Denby player pulls a hoodie over his head and goes to the ramp to the stands on the Elmont side. Other players follow. The Oakland County Sheriff says there's no video evidence and none of the deputies heard any racial slurs. They confirm they've been given more than 40 written Denby eyewitness statements, but many are about what happened during the game and many don't have names and contact information, and some have declined to be questioned. We are told one sheriff's deputy was shoved. It could be during this. And one Elmont band member was shoved. The sheriff says that's two assaults.
I don't think anyone should ever put a hand on a police officer.
The video shows Denby player number 8 wants to get involved, but an adult tries to stop him. A few seconds after that, he jumps up and spits on a man above him, and the man spits back. The video evidence in the case is not
blurred. Goes nuts.
The sheriff says that is assault number 3 and number 4. The Elmont superintendent says they identified that adult.
It's an assault to
he had
spit
a
back.
Relative playing on their team. He's been banned from future school events.
But that individual is not an alumnus of the Elmont schools. That individual is not a resident of Elmont. Yep. That individual is not a resident of Lapeer County.
This morning, the Detroit superintendent says he supports his players with this.
We're ensuring that no students are charged.
A district spokesperson says they've also submitted to the sheriff pictures of one of their students bruised after getting hit by a soda pop can. That could be assault number 5. That is part of the investigation.
Is it empty?
Couldn't there's it be no something from the game?
There's no reason why children today,
a soda pop can?
Young adult, yeah, should go to a football game and deal with that level of racial hatred.
In a statement, he went further. Let's get this straight. Teenagers, high school, student athletes who were black were spit on, called racist names, and had objects thrown at them after the game. Period. Young men were disrespected by adults who were white, and in turn, our students were rightfully angry. One last part of the video shows two football helmets being tossed into the Elmont stands from Denby players. The Elmont superintendent says he emailed this entire video to the Detroit superintendent days after it happened.
No answer.
Asking him for his evidence of assaults and racist insults. He says he has not heard back. He told us today his mixed view about criminal charges.
Worse, you know, teenagers who are just finishing up a very emotional event. I think that's somebody who, you know, they should explain to who a judge. I have much more mixed feelings about how you would address that with the young people.
Now, the sheriff's office tells me they're still talking with people and they want to see all videos related to this.
Can we just be done with this story, too? Can everybody just forget it?
I know. This is day number 183.
You know.
Well, honestly, stupid. For some reason,
fine.
This thing, why is this being blown out of proportion so badly? Because
social media, too. Video.
The superintendent from Denby, that comment there was like, no one, obviously there were a number of people that acted stupid, and that's really my take from it is, why are people so dumb when it comes to sports, especially when their kids are playing? People are just dumb.
There's a lot of bad parents out there, and you know, I've told you stories about the Elmont people before that were at the event that I was at, and they weren't great then. I'm not saying that they're racist.
Oh, that's right, man.
Yeah, it's because you're not white.
I'm not saying they're racist. I'm not saying anything. I'm telling you, the event I was at, they were assholes.
What would they do?
They were, you know, trying to interrupt the girls and, you know, trying to spook them. And, you know, they had a bunch of stuff.
Who won the game?
I forgot.
Cowbell?
Yeah, they had cowbells and all kinds.
Sounds like school spirit.
Yeah. They were rude. They were rude.
Well,
they were.
Something maybe your kids should go to Denby.
Maybe.
I gotta have
you fit in there as a parent.
So, it was years ago. I forgot half the shit.
See, if I were, just from what little I've seen, and I've looked at, I don't know, what, 5 videos? That one seemed like it might have been one of the ones we already saw.
It was different.
It seems to me that the Denby players, first of all, they had all these personal foul calls to the point that they had to stop the game. Yeah. And there doesn't seem to be a lot of disagreement about that.
You know how it all
they
started,
They did not
right?
like...
Yeah, they got killed.
They were losing the game.
Elmont's band played the national anthem. The Denby players.
Okay, can I just, before you go through and say it,
yeah,
you're going to talk about the cameraman who said that they said something about why is that monkey sitting or something? Somebody's taking a knee for the national anthem?
I thought several were taking knees.
No, it said one player, I think.
One? Okay.
But anyway, the Elmont superintendent, Brand's friend, Dr. Kelmar, asked them for the video because they were videotaping and they said they heard. And so the assumption was that it would be on the tape and they haven't responded. They haven't sent any tapes. So
got it.
But we couldn't understand why, how would the players all know that at the end of the game when it's somebody filming the national anthem before the game?
Yeah. Well, unless he told them at halftime.
Or they saw
it. Doesn't
that
seem
a
little ridiculous?
Maybe they saw it with their own eyes.
On the other side of the field.
Seems like a halftime distraction if you said that at halftime. He's using it to motivate him.
I would be disappointed in all the personal fouls on the field, though. The fact they had to cut the game short. If I were a parent, I'd be pissed.
Yeah.
If my kid got a personal foul or my team, I would think, you know, that's really bad sportsmanship. And then they wouldn't shake their hands after the game.
I think the refs did a good job. They broke it up. The game was out of hand anyway. And just say goodbye.
I don't know.
I think they should have finished the game.
The thing about the band chant is so stupid and so obviously misinterpreted. And as far as the rest of it, they've got these people recording on their phones. I don't know what they're seeing that I'm not seeing. It looks to me like there's some stupid people in the stands, and the players are just going kind of nuts, honestly. And they didn't behave very well at the end of the game, and they didn't want to shake the Almont players' hands. What sucks about this, it sounds like the Almont players didn't do anything.
They did nothing, yeah.
And they wound up losing in the championship.
Yeah, and getting, having some very lady important. Haranguing them.
Tom's the guy at the end of articles, like,
oh, by the way, they lost the championship.
Yeah, when they list the stat line for a player that gets in trouble legally.
Just telling you.
O.J. Simpson rushed for 273 yards on Thanksgiving Day.
What about all these threats, about coming to Ford Field and this lady in the stands who says 100 people are coming up here to kick your ass?
So stupid.
I mean,
let
honest
it go.
To God, are you fucking kidding me?
No one lets anything go anymore. Let it go. Let it go.
Yeah. I think he's letting this one go.
I don't want to hear about it ever again.
If there's something, if something else happened, it'd be nice if somebody could provide a tiny bit of evidence for it, at least. Because there's a lot of video.
We saw some spinning. We saw some helmets being thrown. You don't never throw your helmet.
Well, the
first
player,
thing we learned that on day one. You never throw your helmet.
The Denby player pulls himself on the fence to spit at this Almont fan, who then spits back. And when he spits back, the Almont guy goes crazy. Like, how dare you spit back? It's so dumb. And I don't know maybe the fan said something to the guy that made him spit. But if you're going to spit at someone, I don't think you really have a right to go crazy when they spit back.
I know.
Or spit at someone. Childish.
And somebody sent me something on the Almont game too. This organization, do we have a story about the organization that met that's going to demand scholarships for all the players and
nothing. We can't find anything about that. The meeting must have been poorly attended.
Well, the list of demands was a little crazy.
Even on their schedule.
I don't know.
Well, it was. They updated their schedule. Yeah.
They did?
Yeah. Like right after we talked about it.
Hey, they're listening. They're huge fans.
Yeah. Obviously.
They emailed me on Thursday night.
Maybe the list is just so crazy, like they want Almont declared a hate crime school?
Yeah, which isn't something.
I didn't know there were hate crime schools.
Racist school.
There's not.
And maybe the list was so silly, hoping that they'll get a couple of them.
Oh, there it is.
If they ask for 20 ridiculous things, they'll get a few of them. I don't know. What are those notes on the meeting?
Yeah, no, that's when they added it to the schedule, like Brandon said afterwards.
Well, there you go.
Glad it was a successful meeting.
Has anybody seen the movie Ad Astra?
Oh, that's the Brad Pitt in space movie, isn't it? Yeah.
Yep.
The one with
Jamie Kennedy.
Jamie Kennedy's in it.
I know, that's the first thing I thought of. I saw it on demand, and I'm like, hey, Jamie Kennedy's in that movie. And I'm thinking, it's a space movie. I love space movies. I'll watch almost any space movie.
Except Star Wars.
Insane.
Except Star Wars.
I'm with you.
That's stupid.
But that's funny. Stupid. That's the movie when the trailer was on down here one day. Brandon and I were like, this looks sweet. And then it said rated PG-13. We're like, never mind. I don't know why, but the rating just.
You needed an R?
I had no idea what it was rated. But I go into it and I'm going, wait, how's Jamie Kennedy in a space movie? Because it seemed like it was a serious movie. And I'm thinking, do they have some like. Stand up in space, you know, or exactly.
He's in Tatooine.
But I never found him in the movie.
He's
shown in the credits, and I'm thinking, is he one of the astronauts that Brad Pitt got in a fight with?
One of the Martians, isn't he? Or he's on Mars or something like that.
Well, there's no Martians in the movie.
Well, I thought I read that when we talked to Jamie Kennedy
I don't know.
He had a speaking. He had a speaking role with Brad Pitt. Maybe he got edited out.
Maybe I fell asleep. I was falling asleep, and I watched the rest of it this morning, and I don't know what happened. But anyway,
is it good? Do you like?
No, I'm still sleeping.
It was okay. It's kind of silly, but
all space movies are pretty silly.
It was sort of silly fun. It was kind of fun too because, okay, it sounds so stupid. Brad Pitt grows up. His dad's an astronaut.
Yes,
Clifford. I can't think of his last name. Clifford somebody. His dad's Tommy Lee Jones.
Okay.
And he's part of Project Vega, which is something that he ends up going to Mercury.
Okay.
And they think after...
Which isn't possible.
After 12 years, they decide that they stop hearing from him. And after 29 years, I think they've determined that he's dead or something. And then...
Wouldn't it take... How long does it take to get to Mercury?
I don't know. Anyway, I'm probably not telling the story perfectly.
Pretty hot. Then.
They decide that, hey, we think Clifford's alive.
What?
Yes.
And only his son can go find him.
And that there's, and he's an astronaut. Brad Pitt's an astronaut.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, they want his son. It's top secret. I shouldn't even be saying this on the show. It's top secret. Absolutely classified. But Brad Pitt is going to Mars from where he can contact him in Neptune. And maybe they can do something about this power surge that's fucking up the Earth.
Why is he in? Why is his dad in Neptune?
I don't know. I think he was a little rogue with Project Vega.
Did he take a wrong turn on the way to Mercury? No, he turned left instead of right?
He went rogue.
This is insane.
But he sends.
Why do we want to find him if he went rogue? Who knows what he's up to?
But I was kind of excited. Space cult. As it got about an hour into the movie, they showed a couple of Clifford's, Tommy Lee Jones' messages from Project Vega.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Sounds awesome.
How do they get Houston, we have a problem.
I have to tell you, the weirdest thing about Brad Pitt is in the whole movie, first of all, he's really serious. I don't think he even smiles in the movie. It looks like he has a dip in his lower lip.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. And sometimes I think he always looks like that, but he really, like, his lip is sticking out like he's got a dip in there, but I never saw him spitting into a cup or anything, so.
That's just his pouty look to get the
Could
shits.
Be. Maybe they put stuck a dip in there to make him look like that.
All right, spoil it. How does it
happen?
Oh, you haven't seen the end.
I did see the end. Oh, you did. I can't give away the ending.
Sure you could.
No, I can't. Well, Project Vega is classified.
All right. Tell us off the air.
Is it still open? Is the project still open? And
I can't say. Oh, I can't. I can't say anything.
Right. Who else is in this movie?
Liv Tyler.
Oh.
Yeah, Liv Tyler.
Donald
Liv
Sutherland.
Tyler is the girlfriend of Brad Pitt, which I thought was fake. She's not hot enough to be his girlfriend.
Sure she is.
Yeah, no, she's
is.
Not. No,
no.
Are you kidding me?
I was not buying it.
Yeah, but how old was Brad Pitt in the movie? Did they make him
50?
Older?
No, they made him younger, if anything.
She's hot enough for him.
I don't think so.
Well, she was, at least.
If I was Brad Pitt, I wouldn't be interested.
Okay.
Just saying. I don't know. Am I crazy, Mark? Liv Tyler, is she hot enough?
I think she's hot enough for Brad Pitt.
For Brad Pitt?
Oh, Brad.
Brandon?
Brad Pitt the astronaut? Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so.
She's hot. Plus, her dad's
a rock
star.
I think she's pretty. I'm not... Well, Todd Rundgren's her... Her nature dad.
Okay, well.
Her nurture dad.
Stepdad.
Well, she thought he was her dad. I don't know. She's
I loved her in That Thing You Do.
What the? Oh, That Thing You Do?
Yeah. I love that movie.
I loved her in Empire Records. Hot.
I've seen her in Snow. I think she's a good actress. I just thought, I don't know. I didn't think that was going to last. I'm just saying.
Poor Clifford.
Oh, Clifford's kind of an asshole. He went rogue, Maz.
All right.
He went rogue.
But he had a lot of good data.
You know what I thought was the coolest thing in the movie, and hopefully we can get word to Mike Clark about this somehow. When and this has got to be in the future because of all the, you know, I mean, we aren't exactly in Neptune right now. But when astronauts die, they just, like, shove them out the hatch into space.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They just go into orbit in their suits,
cool.
Therefore lending credence to the frozen looks of horror on the cosmonauts' faces that Clark and I read about in the Weekly World News when we called NASA to ask if that was true. It looks like if it's not true, it will be true.
Well, you have to, right? I mean, you don't want all that extra weight when you return to Earth.
It was...
Didn't they do that to Spock when Spock died?
I don't remember.
Didn't they send Spock out into space?
I feel like I saw a movie recently where they did the same thing. They launched somebody out.
There's one part where Pitt is actually, like, jetpacking around.
Oh, God.
And he grabs...
With his glove?
He grabs this, like, this vent thing off the rocket ship, and he's using it, like, to deflect, you know, space junk from hitting him.
Sweet.
Great.
Didn't we see that in another movie? Isn't that in the Sandra Bullock space
Probably.
Movie?
I don't remember.
That movie was so terrible.
I like the first 10 minutes,
of
though.
Gravity?
Yeah.
Wasn't Clooney in that one?
Yeah. Clooney's setting the record for the most time in space.
George Clooney. You've been reading about all that? You've been seeing that?
How'd that work out?
Don't tell me the end. I didn't finish that movie.
How did that work out?
Don't tell me the end yet.
The end is so ridiculous, I want to ruin it for you.
Oh, no, don't tell me.
You're never going to finish it.
Yeah, I will.
You don't have time to finish a movie.
I know.
And didn't The Martian kind of steal their ending, too, with that ridiculous ending?
All right, Mark, go ahead. Tell me the end.
She somehow lands back on Earth without a spaceship.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, remember? She's in the thing, isn't she?
She finds her way back.
Jerry rigs
something.
It's ludicrous.
It's insanely.
How does she? But she. It's sometimes she actually directs herself through some ridiculous means.
How about that?
Some jerry rigged method.
And she lands, and she has that dramatic thing where she stands up. She's back on terra firma.
Powerful.
She has some terrible movie choices, that and Bird Box.
What is Uranus?
She did a lot of. I think her movies worked for a long time. But the movie that.
Geniality?
The movie. Well, people watched it.
I know. Speed was sweet.
The movie I thought was really kind of funny and good. Well, there's two of them, and nobody watches them. The one with Ben Affleck, where he's going. He's supposed to get married.
Space Cowboys. Oh, that's.
And the plane gets. It gets grounded for some reason. They have to rent a car and drive, and she's on the plane with him.
Forces of Nature?
Yes. That movie's funny. There's a lot of funny shit in that movie. And then the other one is when she's a nutcase and Bradley Cooper's a cameraman. She does crossword puzzles, and she's like nuts. You know that movie, Brandon?
All About Steve.
Yeah, that movie is funny.
She was in love with Bradley Cooper.
It's really dumb funny.
And what's his name's funny in that, too? The Lyle guy from Wings. Thomas Hayden Church.
Oh, yeah, Thomas Hayden Church is in it, and also...
Ken Jeong.
I didn't know you're such a huge Sandra Bullock fan. Are you such a huge Sandra Bullock fan? Do you call her Sandy?
No, I don't like any of her movies, except for I kind of like those two.
Like
I thought they
more
were
than
underrated.
Hugh Grant?
Hugh Grant? She's in the same category.
Okay, so that's your
he
top.
He loves Hugh Grant.
You think she's good looking?
She looks okay. She looks pretty good.
It's not bad.
Oh,
wait, you know who else is in that movie? All About Steve? Adrian Brody's in that movie. Brandon?
Yeah, you're right.
You're so busy farting, you can't even acknowledge that Adrian Brody's in the movie?
I thought she was great in The Blind Side.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Why there's so many bad movies?
I don't think that was a bad movie.
Yeah, it was. It was a bad movie.
Of course you liked it, Maz.
Yeah.
You just liked it because it was a football movie.
DJ Qualls was in
the movie. Yeah. No, it's Adrian
Brody. I'm thinking Brody. Like Adrian Brody.
Same person.
It's Adrian Brody.
Took me a minute.
That was a really unusual choice for Adrian Brody. It's the lighter side of Adrian Brody.
She was in Crash, too, that movie. Remember that movie, Crash?
Won all those awards?
Yeah, which no one knew.
It's crazy. Why did that movie win awards? I don't even know. Did you see Lizzo responding to the twerking backlash?
Lizzo shows her goods.
What backlash? Everybody pretended it was great.
I know, which was really funny that everyone feels they have to pretend that, I thought it was really cool.
She's so sexy.
Well, there were a lot of people, though, who said, it is cringe at the game, and why is she wearing this dress with no butt?
Did she respond to the boner line guy who said those are leather seats in the ass?
Mark, no, would you rather rim job that or hawk?
Actually. Okay. Listen to this stupid post, because there is no backlash.
Talks in the third person. Almost the third person.
Who I am and the essence of me and the things that I choose to do as a grown-ass woman can inspire you to do the same. You don't have to be
pause
like me. You need.
Whoever thinks about their essence of themselves.
Yeah. Wait till you start. I know,
it's
she starts
really,
talking.
It's quite a large
she
ego.
Quite loves herself.
To be like you and never ever let somebody stop you or shame you from being yourself. Like, this is who I've always been.
No one's going to stop you.
Now everyone's
you're
looking at it.
Famous,
pause for a second. Don't you love when 20-year-olds know everything? Isn't that cool? Great. She's an influencer.
How about the
20-year-olds now, they are the ones influencing everyone because they know the most.
What does she normally do? What's
they know everything.
She's a singer?
She's a very
she's a singer.
Popular singer. She's not. She's pretty good at it.
She's a thing because she's big and she's a star.
I think she's talented, though. I think her
I don't know enough about her to say. I'm not saying she isn't.
But
she probably is because she didn't get there on her figure.
She's rich and famous now. She's going to be able to do whatever she wants.
I'm wearing an outfit again.
Stop lecturing.
I don't think twerking at a professional basketball game is a great idea.
She can do whatever she wants.
But she's telling you that it's that you can do whatever you want anytime, anywhere
you
want.
And you know, and that means we're allowed to not like you wearing a thong to the game.
Yeah.
I can do whatever I want. I don't like
I don't know. I don't know why she's wearing an assless dress. I've never seen one before, frankly.
I kind of like it for the spirit of it. I just didn't want to look at it.
I agree.
I didn't actually see the dress. They blotted it out. So I didn't see the actual
dress.
It's
assless. There's no, it's like the dress. When it gets to her ass, it's cut out. There's a square cut out for her big ass.
How'd she get in the arena?
I don't know. I wondered about that. Apparently, the dress code. It's
Grammy
the dress
nominated
code.
Singer
Tommy.
Lizzo.
There you go. It's just a dress with a giant hole for her butt, and she's wearing a thong, so all you see is her cheeks.
I'd say I think it's about as cool as chaps are.
Yes,
these chaps are stupid. Yeah, right. But play the rest of her statement.
She's using a lot of buzzwords like Simon.
I know.
Yeah.
And your criticism can just remain your criticism.
Okay, cool.
Your criticism has no effect on me. Negative criticism has no...
She knows everything then. She can't. There's no criticism that will have any effect
on her. No control over my life, over my emotions. I'm the happiest I've ever been. I'm surrounded by love.
Good. Why are you making this post?
I'm so upset.
I just want to spread that love and also spread these cheeks. And you know, if you really, really don't like my ass, you can kiss it. Because kissing it makes it go away, I promise.
Oh,
did you guys see me win that conversation?
There was another part that I saw that it was, there was another part of that one that TMZ showed. That annoyed the shit out of me. Her speech.
My butt.
That was the whole post, I think.
It was her talking about herself almost in the third person.
Yeah, she seems to know herself very well.
Doesn't
I want to
matter.
Hear her music.
Who cares?
You've heard her
How
music.
How come every single music video now has to have a minute intro of some kind of a... Okay, yeah. I like this tune.
It's not a bad song. Juicy's not a bad song. There's a bunch of them. Truth Hurts isn't bad.
Okay, I know who she is now.
I mean, she's got a ton of nominations.
Yeah, okay. I think I need to pay attention to names more. Because every time I hear the song, it's like, oh, I know that one.
Not really. You okay?
Yeah.
You need to go lay on the couch?
I was just trying to think if there's something else. I know.
Hey there.
Is there anything new on the terrorist?
No.
Hornstache?
Hornstache. Exactly.
I guess he's still dead.
He's dead, yeah. There's nothing really new that I've seen about it. That story's just done.
Oh, I know what was... The reason I brought it up was because I did see something today, and it was about how he... he apparently got his gun legally. He used a loophole.
That was the new thing, yeah.
And someone was saying... This was the conversation I was watching. I think it was on CNN. They were saying, no, you can't just buy a gun when you're here for a couple weeks for training. And they said, well, but if you've got a hunting license...
That was a loophole.
Wait, if you have a hunting license? Asshole that comes over here can just get a hunting license, and then they can buy a gun, though they're not a United States citizen?
Yeah, that was the loophole.
Is that kind of... I don't know. Does that seem crazy to you?
That's effed up.
Of course, Drew.
So why is it? I mean, wouldn't you think that a lot of these things that we all know are crazy would eventually be taken care of?
Everybody that wants to have a gun can have a gun if you're in these borders.
It seems that way. Every time this happens, because when this first happened, I said, wait, he's a Saudi national.
Yeah.
How does he have a gun? Where did he get the gun? You know, because I want the person who gave this asshole the gun that he shouldn't have to be in trouble, because I think it's crazy the way people are so loosey-goosey with guns. And then I thought, oh, I bet he bought it legally. I don't know how he did it, but I bet he did. Or they'll say he did.
Yeah.
It seems like every one of these stories. Oh, a three-year-old shot somebody. He got the gun legally.
Mm-hmm.
He went to a gun show or, you know.
A three-year-old.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's just really weird how you think, there's no way this guy. And it's so it seems.
The other big story today, you know, there's a big shootout in Jersey City.
Yeah. I saw the headline. I didn't see much about the story.
It started in a cemetery.
I was born there, by the way.
In Jersey City?
Yep.
Bloop.
So can you add some light to the situation?
Probably not.
Why was it in a cemetery?
They think it was a drug deal.
In a cemetery?
Yeah.
Police really? Officer was killed.
Yeah, I mean, how often do you see gangster movies? Yeah, police officer. Six people were in total were killed.
Yeah.
Including one.
Six people killed?
Yeah, it was a standoff. There were shots being fired from bodegas and everything, too. It sounded nuts. Yeah. It sounded like a movie.
There's some shitty parts of Jersey City, and the rest of the town they're trying to bring up to Hoboken standards now. And, you know, you could see New York, of course, from the river there. It's, you know, prime time seats over there. Prime time.
The two suspects are dead.
The UPS truck.
Oh, we missed that. It happened right after our show on Thursday.
Yeah.
And I saw it unfold on Twitter, and it was crazy because, you know, there's a robbery at a jewelry store, and then the two perpetrators hijack a UPS truck with
Why didn't they have their own getaway car, by the way? They were just going to hijack some car when they ran out of the jewelry store? That was their plan?
Maybe they did. I guess I didn't look in too deep into what they, question. What they
seemed like a UPS store was the best vehicle to...
Well, it's very inconspicuous. There's a lot of them on the road, Drew. How would you
start throwing packages out to get lighter, like they did with Newman and Kramer
in Florida, and they're trying to get away with this UPS truck. The UPS driver is in the vehicle as well. They hop onto I-75 in Florida. There, they head to Miramar, and then what do you know? They come into like a traffic jam, and that's when the shootout begins. And the whole thing's unfolding from a helicopter. And you just see them exchanging gunfire. You can see
there's other cars all around them. They're people hiding. In the cars.
Police are hiding because the police are getting shot at, so they're hiding behind cars. Well, there's people in those cars, and one of the civilians that was somewhere on the road, he got shot and killed, a 70-year-old man. And then the
driver was in the truck, and they didn't know that.
The worst part about it is when the UPS driver tried to get out. Yeah. They lit him up and they shot him, and you can see it all unfold. It sucks.
Oh my!
His
God.
Family's not happy.
No,
police shot him.
Yeah, I think they thought he was a perpetrator.
Know. Well, how would they know? I mean,
did he have his uniform on?
He did, but at the same time, there were bullets coming from the truck. They were getting shot.
I know.
Nasty situation.
Well, this, I saw they had.
I thought the crazy thing was, did you see the videos from the other people that were in cars that decided, like, I got to get this on social media?
There's so many videos on Twitter. It's crazy.
Play a couple of them.
I would have just sat low in my car and cried.
You guys should call UPS Terry for this.
What? It's my UPS driver.
What do you think you would add?
Here's one from a guy that's just sitting in traffic. Look at this.
I know the guy.
Look at this. It's unreal. The cops are hiding behind his car. This is a quick one.
What's that guy yelling? Stop yelling. You're not helping anybody.
Oh, man. The big long one got taken down, I can't find
it.
Here's one where they're sitting down watching it from a distance. But then when the shooting starts, it's all around them.
Lo mataron.
And then the 70. I think this is the one where these guys that are filming actually grab the 70-year-old man who was shot, I believe, somewhere. I think they get out of the car and grab him. I mean, it was a wild one, a wild police chase. This is what the people saw when they were watching it live, and it's bad.
It was on TV.
Yeah, it was live. Everything happened live. And I don't think you can hear the shootouts here, but you can definitely see the cops are completely surrounding.
But they've already been shooting at the cops behind them, haven't they?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I don't understand, because I've seen a million police chiefs on TV saying, yeah, they did this wrong, they did that wrong, and,
Here's the UPS driver. Oh, he's about to get hit. Yeah, he just got shot. It's a hard watch.
Did he have his hands up?
He did.
I mean, what... It's hard to
imagine. Anyway, as I'm listening to these guys and what they're saying, it always sounds so easy when, you're looking at it in
armchair
in retrospect. And the way this one guy was describing it, he made it sound like the police should have just driven away and not gone anywhere near them because they're shooting like crazy people and the police are making them shoot more. And I'm thinking, okay, so in other words, the bigger a threat, the further away the police should be.
Yeah.
I mean, and honestly, I know that's – I understood what they were saying. Under those circumstances, yeah, because there's all these other cars around and people are likely going to get shot or somebody's going to get shot.
What about all those people that didn't get their packages on time?
I never heard about that. I never heard much about that part of the story.
You know
there's some assholes like, what's the good hit package late?
Ronnie Hill and Lamar Alexander, they were 41-year-old cousins. These two guys here, they were killed during the crossfire.
What a shame. What a shame they were killed.
I mean, all for a robbery, all for some money.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
Four people didn't work out.
Let me guess, did they have any kind of criminal record?
Let's see. A criminal history search revealed that both Alexander and Hill have a lengthy criminal record.
Okay,
and they've
great.
Served time behind bars, including charges for robbery, battery, Sweet. Grand theft, and resisting arrest.
Right at work.
So how'd they get their guns?
Illegally.
I haven't seen
I know. Because, you know, I'm never... The idea of somebody who has a gun to hunt or to protect their house or whatever never bothers me. I just cannot believe how many fucking felons have guns. It's like they all have
guns.
They're
not supposed to, though.
No, I know they're not supposed to.
And that's the argument why people have guns.
But this is why... Well, it's one of the arguments, but it makes me crazy when it seems like, in many cases, if you just follow these stories, you're like, well, this guy's up to no good. He's obviously up to no good. This guy's violated. Like the guy that shot up the house in Detroit with his girlfriend inside because they wouldn't let him see his girlfriend. So, again, he proved that they should let him see the girlfriend by shooting up the house.
Yeah.
And what happens? Nothing. Is his parole provoked? No. Revoked? No. And he is involved in three shootings in the next, 10 days or something?
Yeah.
There's today's shootout on the TV.
Okay, let's check this out.
To get out of harm's way. Some 30,000 children on lockdown for a time inside dozens of nearby schools. And tonight, that city already mourning that officer, a father of five.
Do people get
ABC's
off on
Adrian
locking
Banker
stuff
leads
down?
Us off from the yes. scene tonight.
Tonight, a terrifying, deadly shootout on the streets of New Jersey.
On New Jersey. You ever been
heavily
there, Tom?
Armed SWAT teams racing through the streets with guns drawn, two suspects unleashing a barrage of gunfire on officers.
Every time any approach is attempted or anyone comes out of cover, he opens fire. Ugh.
The gunmen barricading themselves in the Jersey City supermarket, hostages trapped inside, innocent bystanders caught in the intense crossfire, thousands of rounds exchanged.
So we looked and then we saw all these cops running from the gunfire. We heard more. We heard like automatic weapons.
The neighborhood turning into a war zone. One officer was shot in the shoulder. Three hostages were killed in the store. And another officer was also killed. He was a father of five. 46 schools in the area were put on lockdown. 30,000 kids taking cover in their classrooms.
Then I heard gunfire, boom, boom, boom. And then after that, we just like put our heads over hands over our head.
The first shots rang out at 12:30 p.m. Early reports indicate that police suspect the shooting started as a drug deal gone bad. The suspects fleeing to that supermarket.
At this point, we have our officer down. We don't know how he was down. And a lot of officers out here out in the open.
The shootout lasted hours. A police helicopter and drone were seen overhead. Officers scrambling on top of a roof to try and neutralize the shooters.
A lot of officers out here out in the open.
SWAT teams rescuing this woman. Witnesses say she'd been trapped inside her car in the middle of the firefight. Then moments later, several more running for cover with their hands in the air. The shooters killed inside the store after a neighborhood was under siege for more than 4 hours. Tonight, the lockout just lifted. Children looking to reunite with their parents, shaken by the horrifying day.
Scary, nerve-wracking, ready to leave. I can't do it no more.
Adrian Banker with us live on the scene.
Do you wonder how they were killed?
Yeah.
Like how they got close enough to them hoping a cop took them out.
Reminded me of this, I think it was a Dateline on... These four kids, they were like maybe 21 to 19. I think three of them were brothers. And they took this, I think it was a grocery store hostage, like 20 people in there. And they wanted a helicopter to fly to Vietnam. And these guys are like, helicopter fly to Vietnam? What kind of fucking helicopter is that?
Okay, here you go. Get them one.
And... they just kept asking for things like that, and they weren't providing them. And so these, you know, they were talking to people that were in the grocery store, and it's getting really crazy. And then they demand bulletproof vests. So they drop the bulletproof vests outside the store, and they send one of the hostages out to get the bulletproof vests. And one of the hijackers, I think, came into view, or one of the hostage takers came into view, and so they shot at him.
Yeah.
And they didn't hit him. They just hit the glass and broke the glass. Mm-hmm. It hit the glass and deflected, I think, which was like, what? That was pretty stupid. But then, so the hostage taker, they just start shooting people in the store.
Oh, great.
And I forgot, I think they killed three people or something.
Well, there was the one in France, too, in Paris, France, where they took over the grocery store there.
Ah, the French.
That's a wild documentary.
I think they're storming the grocery store, and some of the people, I think a few people ran out when the glass broke, or it was just a crazy.
They ever get their helicopter? Sorry.
No, they didn't get their helicopter. And I'm trying to think, are they all dead or maybe
I
prison?
Flew in on a helicopter.
No, you didn't.
All right, get us out of here, Brandon.
That was a fun way to end the show.
Yeah.
Drew, you didn't even bring up the girl from Roxette dying.
Oh, Maz did.
I loved that song.
Which one?
Must Have Been Love.
What about The Look?
The Look was good, too.
You Got the Look.
Must Have Been Love was from a movie. I'm just trying to remember the movie.
I love that song.
What was the movie?
Pretty Woman.
That's it.
I didn't really like their songs, but they did have hits.
Anyway.
I mean, they're good at what they did. And she had brain cancer for a long time, I guess. Too bad.
17-year battle of cancer.
Wow. 61 years old.
Richard Marx was on, I know you don't like Richard Marx.
Dick Marx?
He was on Sirius Satellite, and he said she was one of the best singers of our generation.
I don't know if I'm going to agree with that.
Hyperbole?
Would he have said that yesterday, before she died?
No, he said that today.
Can he make a list for all of them now?
So I
want to know how big the category is that she's in.
I don't know.
I wouldn't think of her as one of the best.
Well, she did have a nice voice.
She was very good. Well, I mean, if in fact she had a couple hit records, she's in a best category of some sort. Seems like a bit of overstatement, though.
I think
he was carried away with her death.
Did he just throw her a crumb today because she's dead?
No. Yeah. Okay, that's what he was doing, I think.
Sorry, I feel bad for her and her family.
No. See, I'm assuming it's a crumb because she died, and so question.
Why don't you tweet him and tell him he's wrong?
I will.
Shiny and sparkly.
See if he gets
and
mad.
Splendidly bright.
I'm not going to tell him he's wrong.
Here one day.
I'll agree with him.
Gone one night. Gone too soon.
Get Bruce Wolf to do it.
He's not afraid of him much. Bruce is not afraid of
much. No, he's not. Oh, boy. All right, the Ruined Mike store is open. It's doing below average, as you heard earlier. It may mean there's below average products on there. I don't know. Actually, we sold so much merchandise the first year. I was thinking, how are we going to sell any merchandise after this? Yeah. Everybody bought everything. But then year two was pretty darn good. Year three was not quite as good, but it was still good.
I should run like a big special coming up in the next couple of weeks or something. A blowout.
You might have to
do that. All the people that just bought stuff at regular prices, Tom.
I'm sorry. You're right.
And then you blow out all the stuff and you don't make any money on it. And so everybody's got your stuff, but you didn't make as much money.
But you're getting good pub. I saw somebody at Kroger today with the Drew and Mike stuff.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Talk to him.
They came right up to me.
Whoa. Hey, yeah. You wouldn't go up to anybody and talk to them.
Sure I would. Of course
I would.
What
did they bring up?
And they said, hey, Maz, I bowled on your Wednesday Ball Busters League. I'm a big Drew fan. Love you guys. Love you guys. He had the Drew zip-up jacket.
Whoa, nice.
He said, yesterday I had the Drew zip-up jacket and the 105.1 shirt underneath it.
Somebody sent me something from the bowling lanes, and I want to say that there was like a marquee inside and said some Tom Mazzaway something, Tom Mazzaway's league or something like that.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
I had my
they took a picture
there.
Of it.
Oh, very nice.
I didn't realize you were so involved.
I tell you, man.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
Ten frames. That's for Quakers.